This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, yo, this is Killer Keller. This here is
Mice Diggy, Sarah Love.
FUBAR Radio.
Exclusive.
I wonder if he hurts his voice at all when he does those.
I remember like years ago doing gigs with him and he always had like vitamin C tablets and all that.
And like honey and lemon and
yeah,
stuff.
So he was pre-prepared. This was like years ago I'm talking about, you know, when I guess he wasn't that famous, so I was able to do gigs. I was about to say I was famous enough, but I don't even know. Nah, I'm joking. Me and him came up from a long time ago. But ladies and gentlemen, first of all,
yes,
we have to remind you that you are tuned into FUBAR Radio right here on a Monday. We are the hip hop show.
Yes.
Myself, Mice Diggy, alongside my co-host
Sarah Love.
And guess who you've been listening to for the last 2 hours?
You should know by now.
His name
is
MC
Ian
Boldsworth. Boldsworthy, you know what I mean?
He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, boy.
Right here, you can listen back to his show and all FUBAR shows on the website, including this show. Last week, we had Doc Brown live in the studio. He was performing for you guys, his brand new
famous
single.
Famous ass Doc Brown made it rain in the studio last week.
I know, properly. So you need to check out the open mic because he couldn't resist but like step up once he heard the other MCs.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so you check that out. It's FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. All of our past episodes are up there for you to listen back to and they're all super funky fresh.
Yes, man. Shout out to the Preacher Man. And the rest of the crew that came through, boy.
Sorry.
Big up to Sean. Is Sean still about? He hasn't disappeared yet?
Sean,
or what?
This is his final week with us.
Magic, man. We need a bit more of that magic
I know,
on the open
some
mic,
of that magic
boy.
Magic Maryland bars. So, maybe we'll actually get a little interview with Sean before he leaves, so then his identity can be a bit more revealed to the
listeners. Have a chat with him before he goes, man. It's only right, you know.
After we've been like rinsing him all these weeks going, it's only correct that we're like nice to him. But yes, he is on the open mic. Magic.
You're damn right. But listen, you are in tune to the hip hop show right here. You know what we give you for the next 2 hours? It's nothing but that. Exactly what you need. You see the sun is shining out there. You know why?
Why?
It's because of this shit right here, bitches and bitchettes. So
hip-hop
make sure. I ain't gonna lie though, I love the sunshine, but I don't know about this. I lost that hour over the weekend.
I did mean to remind people on last week's show that this was the week where the clocks change.
Yeah, so you know what? I don't get invited to shit. People don't tell me shit either. That's why I'm as ignorant as fuck. I lost an hour, and then I was like, right, I had to call Mama Mice. Like, Mom, how do I get this hour back? She said, I got to wait till October. Is that for real?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit,
October?
Man.
Yes, October. Mm-hmm.
The gods owe me an hour, and I want it back. I miss my sleep.
Going to reap vengeance.
Yeah. Well, but, I don't know about that, but we will try.
But these next 2 hours are going to make up for it, I'm sure, because we've got a jam-packed 2 hours for you. We've got Jam Baxter coming through to the studio to perform live for us again.
Yes.
And we've got some investigation action. We've got a massive open mic for you. Some super tasty MCs as well as Magic, a.k.a. Sean, of course. And brand new music for you from...
Turn on the aircon, boys. We're going to get hot in here today.
And I've got some brand new tracks for you from your old Droog and much more. You know, you get all that good hip-hop goodness right here first on FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of chocolate velvet cake. Now, we ain't melting in this weather, not yet. You know what I mean? When it'll go, no, I didn't want any. That's what I was saying. I was just checking. Thank you very much.
We're just testing you. Shout out to Alex, new staff in the studio.
Shout out to Alex, bringing the sugar through. You know what I mean? Just in case.
Oh, I thought you were sweet enough.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need it. I was making sure.
Oh,
I was like,
there's just letting Alex know.
Yeah. Is there water? Is there sugar in there? And she's like, nah. And she brought sugar.
Aww.
See, Sean, he needed to step it up.
Sean, we ain't done with you yet.
Yeah, I'm sweet enough. All this chocolate over here, you know what I'm saying? That ain't going to make no sense.
Definitely one of our other guests coming up later. He is definitely sweet enough.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing him and his furry chest. But first...
Taco meat.
First, some freshness for you. This is hip-hop.
to the page and sacrificed it. Most rappers feeling themselves and seem delighted. I ignited like a stove pilot fuming with gas. Hop aboard before the private star Louis Dash. You harass bodies, mic squatters, urban street scholars with the roots of Tariq. Try to keep a beat lava. Many, but you don't see a lot of rocking it these days. Yeah, I see the place that you going, giving them BJs. Ain't your legacies and my people I'm trying to reclaim. Voice stands out more than your bedroom sheet stains. Last bender like Aang, terror bringer like Kane. Got a flavor that's unique like Tang. If she bang, then so does V. With rhyme poetry, I feel it taking over me. Something that's uncontrollably. Former growth notably with spirit in the flesh cross. Hydra keep growing, so we chopping those heads off.
We on time like flight, so fuck the standby. Commence the mile high over clouds when we catch the red eye. Provocative, sounds from your wattage. Acknowledge, credentials like a scholarship to college. Mileage, dependable, running all cylinders. Fans follow my orders like gangs and John Dillinger. On all perimeters, earn all my tenure. Always get a chance from the chance you remember. Small time to the big leagues. I'm independent to the core and hip-hop is what I bleed. Burn the candle at both ends while my flow is coasting. Sailing in the sunset and oceans. Extravagant, uses of my talent. Hope to pass on all my skills as a parent. Until my time's up and songs limited. Display the gift of the hotlines on giving it.
Damn, yo, baby, yo, here we go again.
Hard to read like poker faces. Vocal matrix here to fold enough paper to smoke an eighth with. Lounge lizard, underground with it. Down to the wire, sounds fire. New Jersey turkey, 10-pound fryers. Drain the excess grease. I float like an SS fleet. Special guest next week on Morley. Let's get seats. Fresh meat, you don't want no beef. You unwrap like the top Dutch leaf. My dirty version makes a stuck-up slut speak. Fuck sleep, y'all playing hating. I do more before 8 a.m. than Casey Kasem on an FM radio station. Came from out the basement, chains in the Jason. Type of the party, something duff to everybody. Discipline like karate, Mr. Miyagi. Probably the hottest commodity on the market. Top rated and traded, most faded regardless.
Kill the whack theatrics, fake magician out the hat tricks. So what you want, a yoga mat doing backflips? I still trash your disc and surpass you tricks. We real stars like asterisks. All the ass you kissed and couldn't last in a biz.
Damn.
And Eddie Long is who your pastor is. Plastic tits, miss me with the ratchetness. You ain't read enough books to try and match my wits. You like to demonize people on the net tweeting lies. Claiming rappers got Illuminati secret ties. You want followers, I see the weak disguise. Meanwhile, I'm heating up the game, I make the fever rise. No need to beat around the bush, stated vaguely. Get it off my chest like it's milk for the baby. Y'all remind me of the Tin Man, missing a heart. Rap might be artificial, but I'm officially art. Play it smart.
Oh, yeah.
What up, people? It's Black Milk shouting out Sarah Love. Y'all checking out My Stiggy. Y'all know what it is. Detroit, what up? Peace.
We need to get Lizzie on the edit there, see if we can like rearrange the words somehow. So he's like, well, we'll just meet him next time. It makes it unique.
Exactly. People get it right. There's going to be people out there going, no, that's not how you say it, mate. You say it My Stiggy, yeah?
Start fights with him and stuff. That last cut is Venomous 2000 and Trillion. It's Hot Damn is the name of the track. It's featuring Artifacts on there. Ty Phoenix. I think she's a well undersung, like, female. female
yeah
MC,
definitely
you know?
Man
and
definitely.
DJ Trichalome, the album is called Sounds of the Great Ones. It's Venomous's 10th solo album, and it also has got Cellar Dwellers on there, Shabam Sadiq, Inspector Deck was always one of my favorite voices in Wu-Tang.
He was crazy, boy. He still is, man. His voice is a bit different now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you ain't heard him lately. See, you probably heard him and didn't recognize him.
Oh,
his voice
no.
is a little bit different now, but he's still crazy.
But even you saying that's making me... Why is his voice different? I hope he's not nothing
age,
dodgy's
you know,
been
maybe
happening.
Age.
Okay.
Well, he's hopefully it ain't Bobby Brown. You know what I mean? The Bobby Brown technique. You know, when Bobby Brown started changing
Whitney,
his voice, boy.
Yeah.
It's like, right. Yeah, Whitney's voice change was... That was... Crackish, boy. That's all you could call it.
In her next way.
Yeah, there's a crack in your voice. It's like literally, that's what it sounded like.
Aww, Whitney.
Yeah,
she
but I don't
incredible.
Think I don't think Deck was I don't
no,
know. Who knows anyway.
We just have to try and catch up with him one day.
Yeah.
Not
I did say I don't
there
think
like that. Yeah.
He allegedly.
No. It just sounds as though potentially it might have been. Possibly. Rex is also on the album too, and it's out now. It's entirely produced by Trillian. And you're tuned into the Sounds of Hip Hop with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. Digmund Freud. And you know, sometimes we have a, you know, I don't know if, how about you lot, but it has been a bit of a weird week for many people. So, of course, we all feel the world is fucked up, but this is the perfect time of the day to let them know that they are totally wrong. Is it not, Sarah Love?
Is it not?
DJ Sarah Love.
Thank you, please.
You've got to say the DJ part
yeah,
in
sorry.
Front.
MC Mice
like doctor.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Proper qualification. Yeah. Takes years to earn this business. No, for real. And it is a wonderful day. So this is, Buddha says, every day we wake up, we are reborn. And it's a chance for a new beginning. And today feels
that is,
like that.
That's a really good excuse for if you ever wet the bed.
Yeah.
You know, because.
That's what people say
Yeah. Like Buddha, you wet the bed. You know what I mean? Your missus or your husband, like, bam, baby, did you just wet the bed because something smells funny here? And then you just answer back.
Buddha says, yeah. Buddha's got a quote to, like, cover your back.
Yeah.
Definitely. But, no, I think it's very true. And if everyone took that attitude, well, no, some people could take that attitude in the wrong way, couldn't they? But, yes, you know, and so I think today is a chance for us to look on the brighter side of life, seeing as the sun is shining and helping us too. And remember all the cool things that are going on in the world, because it's easy to get bombarded with the news and think, oh, my gosh, the world is ending. What's wrong with human beings? Like we're a nightmare, but really there's some human beings out there who definitely deserve
big up.
Because yeah. they have done some dopeness. And last week it was one of the most important producers, I'd say without doubt, without question, one of the most important producers in the history of hip-hop, DJ Premier. It was his birthday.
Whoa.
On the 21st of March.
Happy belated to DJ Premier, boy.
Yay.
One of the greatest ever to do it.
And he was actually performing in the UK this past week as well. Wow, so I was kind of gutted to miss that show. Yeah.
No, I tell you, when I say people don't invite me to shit, you lot think I'm joking, but I didn't know about that at all.
It's because they know that you're off on tour.
Nah, I don't know. But you might want to check. You might, you know what I mean? At least see if I'm like available to show my shiny ass forehead, help you lot's camera
add to
shots
the dazzle
look more
of
bright.
The show.
Yeah, take a few selfies out there. You know what I mean?
But Primo, I know I was gutted to miss it. I did see him last year when he did the show with KRS-One. That was at Forum.
Mm.
And that was just dope to see, like, Forum full of people and just Primo on the turntables, just him on stage and just everyone like, ah! Because, I mean, the catalogue is just so bananas
yeah,
when you just start
true.
To consider just the people that he's worked with,
Oof.
Let alone the pieces of art that this man has produced. And he is a cornerstone in hip-hop production, in my opinion.
Mm.
Like, do you think that's fair to say?
Oh, man, that's more than fair enough to say, man. If there's a hip-hop Hall of Fame, he better be splattered all over that bitch, boy.
And then it's like, when you go from Gangstar, you know, Step in the Arena, through to J. Rue the Damager, through to him crafting Group Home and his involvement with MOP, through to working with KRS-One, B.I.G., Fat Joe, Showbiz AG, Nas being part of one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time, producing, you know, just some really important music that I think deserves to go off into the time capsule. So it was only correct for us today to give a very, very special
big up
to Premier and drop drop you some of his music. It was pretty hard for me to whittle it down to a track, Mice. I mean, so where
did you
do?
You did a little medley. Yeah, I mean, I was thinking, boy, have we even got enough time to run through what he's this guy, how, why he's a cornerstone? But
I know. It's good.
You done a little mix or?
I wanted to, and I really wanted to, but then I didn't have the time to get it done. So I was kind of gutted about that. But hey, we'll work on that for next time. But I thought, you know, it was only correct that we played you something from Gangstar. I mean, obviously his production credits on so many other people's records are dope. Like, you know, look at his work with the Prime Project, you know, Royce da 5'9" and everything. But I thought, let's take it back to the essence that is Gangstar.
That makes me know that we had the right idea in the beginning, and we just need to maintain our focus and elevate. We update our formulas. We have certain formulas, but we update them with the times and everything, you know, and so, you know, the rhyme style is elevated, the style of beats is elevated, but it's still Guru and Premier. And there's always a message involved.
The real hip-hop MCing and DJing from your own mind, you know.
I guess right now we should start the show.
Who's this suspicious character strapped with the sounds profound? Similar to rounds spit by derringers. You're in the terror dome like my man Chuck D said. It's time to dethrone you clones and all you knuckleheads. Cause MCs have used up extended warranties, while real MCs and DJs are a minority. But right about now I use my authority, cause I'm like the wizard and you look lost like Dorothy. The horror be when I return for my real people. Words of split wigs hitting like some double desert eagles. Sporting caps pulled low and baggy slacks. Subtracting all the rappers who lack over Premier's tracks. Severe facts have brought this rap game to near collapse. So as I have in the past, I will bask, dropping lyrics that be harder than sex and candle wax. And one-dimensional MCs can't handle that. While the world's revolving on its axis, I come with mad loving plus the illest warlike tactics. The wilderness is filled with this. So many people searching for false flip. I'm here with the skills you've missed. The rejected stone is now the cornerstone. Sort of like the master builder when I make my way home. You know my steeds.
You know my steeds.
Let them know. Do your thing, y'all.
Keep it live.
To the beach, y'all.
The beat is sinister, Primo makes you relax. I'm like the minister, when I be lacing the wax, I be bringing salvation through the way that I rap. And you know, and I know, I'm nice like that. Work through worldly problems, I got the healing power. When the mic's within my reach, I'm feeling more power. Stealing at least 3 minutes of every rap radio hour. It's often easier for one to give advice than it is for a person to run one's own life. That's why I can't be caught up in all the hype. I keep my soul tight and let these lines take flight. The apparatus gets blessed and suckers get put to rest. No more of the impure, I got the cure for this mess. The whackness is spreading like the plague. MCs lucked up and got paid but still can't make the fucking grade. How many times a wannabe is gonna lie? Yo, they must wanna fry. They can't touch the knowledge I personify. I travel through the darkness carrying my torch, the illest soldier when I'm holding down the fort. You know my steeds.
Let them know, do your thing, y'all.
Keep it live. You know my steeds.
Let them know, do your thing, y'all.
Keep it live. You know my steeds.
Let them know, do your thing, y'all.
Keep it live. You know my steeds.
Let them know, do your thing, y'all.
Keep it live.
The mic.
On the microphone, you know that I'm one of the best yet. Some punks ain't paid all of their debts yet. Trying to be fly, riding high on the jet set. With juvenile rhymes, making fake-ass death threats. Big deal, like in Vogue, here's something you can feel. Style's more tangible, an image more real. For some time now, I've held the scrolls and manuscripts. When it's time to go all out, you be like, damn, you flip. Now I'm sick, fed up with the bullshit. Got the lyrical full clip, giving you a verbal ass whip. Don't trip, it's the gifted, prolific one, known as Ball Head Slip. Why is the press all on my dick? My style be wilder than a kamikaze pilot. Don't try it, I'm about to stop more than a friggin' riot. Styles unsurpassable, and knuckles that suckers, yo, the motherfuckers are harassable. For I be speaking from my parables and carry you beyond. The mic's either a magic wand, or it gets tragic like the havoc of a nuclear bomb. Then I grab your palm, no pulse, you're gone. And if you thought we lose our niche in this rap shit, you way wrong. I stay up, I stay on, shine bright like neon. Your song's pathetic, synthetic like rayon. Fat beats they play on. One dope rhyme, put me on. Word is born. You know my steez.
Big up to the whole London Massive. This is yours truly, Mr. Guru, taking you back to the future, repping that 7 grand jazzmatazz and all that. We in the house with DJ Sarah Love. That's right,
and
baby.
My Stiggy.
Don't touch the dial.
And my Stiggy.
Yeah, that's just real good.
This is like...
That's an old school.
Yeah, this is
I ain't going to be like, bro, how the fuck did you manage that, man? Like, he just comes out the woodworks. Yeah, I two-packed y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the hologram in the studio.
Yes, man. Aww, rest in peace to Guru as well, man.
Gift is unlimited, rhymes universal, my goodness. And yeah, that was because this last week it was DJ Premier's birthday. That's 21st of March. And he shares a birthday. How weird is this? I think it's a bit spooky, really. He shares a birthday with another one of the most important producers in the history of hip hop.
Okay, this is
okay, another cornerstone in production. Like, if you're ever talking about production in hip hop, what names do you have to mention? Okay, you got to mention DJ Premier. Then you got to shout out
Dilla, but that's already gone.
Okay.
His birthday's already gone.
Okay.
We
should have done this on Universal Hip Hop Challenge.
Nah, you don't want to do that again. I think we proved how much we should not do that segment in the show.
I don't know why I even suggested it. I'm terrible at quizzes.
It's not like that we're not hip hop. It's that our brain cells are just not that.
Seriously lacking.
Yeah. They're not that functional to try and remember all of that shit.
We do, but obviously know the answers. Yeah.
I don't think I can guess this one. And I don't think the listeners can guess this one either. But so who's the other cornerstone? Because I don't want to start reading off all these producers.
The other cornerstone
of hip hop production.
Oh, we don't have him on the cartwheel hit. No. The other cornerstone in hip hop production, it's got to be Large Professor.
Woo!
It's got to be like. But how weird is that Primo and Large Professor share a birthday?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a bit odd?
Yeah, and they've both got a P in their names.
See, the connections are getting creepier. But I would say Large Professor, again, such an important person in the history of hip-hop. And to me, he is like a king of the remix. Like, he has done some of my favorite remixes of all time. I'd say Ain't Hard to Tell Nas is one of my favorite hip-hop remixes of all time. And Organized Confusion Stress, his the Extra P remix of that too. There's also the Common Resurrection remix. Of course, him being such an integral part of the making of the Illmatic album, so many people that he's produced for, still current as well. Same with DJ Premier. These guys are still active, you know, cutting their teeth, working with up and coming artists and things. So it was only correct that we also sent a very special
big up.
To Large Professor, and we had to play you something today, which was
Double Barrel, boy.
Now, I've never been one to knock the next man for getting his, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I do realize that hip hop is now a form of showbiz.
Alright.
But this has always been something with which you have to be true. So in the year of 1992, now this is how we do. At the age of 19, heard the scene. A lot of MCs that do not come clean, frontin' on dealing hard times and rhymes. You see them in the streets and you see no signs of the hell. And they get on stage and tell some old Cornwall war story. Ring the bell.
Word.
You're faking the funk, talking that extra hard junk. You're probably a punk. And I'ma let you know that this way you just don't cut with the artificial flow.
Neat dicks out of quake backs and necks. When fakes try to front, they'll get smoked like blunts. My rhymes penetrate like skunk. And you're worried up? I think they're faking the funk.
You're faking the funk.
You're faking the
funk. Yo, you're faking the funk.
You're faking the funk.
Yo, you're faking the funk.
You're faking the funk.
Hesitant to represent, and that's what we call fraud. You can't keep the streets with a look. I sold out a ward.
Word.
And everywhere has streets that's not trying to hear the whack rhymes over the same stink beats. Cause times are real, and I can't feel put down on the real of real.
Now I'ma let you know, with those freestyle of raps, it's time to go. I eject, rejects that step. I'm a vet ready to snap your neck. I shine and rise at the same time. The mastermind of a sport called the rhyme. Now it's time to jump chumps that front of
your professor. What's up? What's up? You're faking the funk.
You're faking the funk.
Yo, you're faking the funk. Shut down when the main source storms through your town. Cause we just don't play the role of a clown and keep things jumping with the real
just
rap
still
sound. Took a crossover rapper with the bleach.
You're
to know the jumps that's claiming the street.
Yo, this is Lars Professor, shouting out to the homegirl, Sarah Love.
And my Stiggy. He did mean to say, "Am I Stiggy?" You know, that's again old school chops.
No, I don't feel, I'm always left out and shit. So, matter of fact, I'm going to leave now and let. You
okay.
Know what I mean? Yeah, because I know what it's like. Me and this guy can't be in the same room, in the same place at the same time. Yeah, there's a hashtag out there called never in the same place at the same time.
Blame
That's
mice.
What happens with me and all right, brother, I'm leaving. All right,
okay, just calm. We don't need it. Nothing needs to get
out of my way, man. You know what I'm saying? Give me goddamn headphones. Play my. Oh, you already did it for me. That's all good. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no thing with a chicken's name, baby. I want to welcome y'all down. Hey, shut the door. Thank you very much. So the Football Radio Cafe right here on this lovely Monday afternoon. You're damn right. And hey, wait. I just got to let y'all know. I'll go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes, man.
Suspect attack with these Louis Brown husks.
Yo, Dick, man. Sprinkle some crack in there for me. Yeah, allegedly. Yeah, we don't know about that.
It's all jokes. Just in case the Suspect Attack is listening, it's all jokes. Yeah. It's nothing personal.
Hey, this week's investigation comes with courtesy of, bruh. I bet you wish you could have done this. You know, like I got a lot of my friends, man. I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to chat to them for too long on the phone because I realize how much we've outgrown each other, you know?
Aww,
you realize,
I know.
Like, you carried on in that.
Yeah.
It's like two branches on a tree, Sarah. This is where I'm trying to get philosophical here.
Is this what Buddha said?
Let me cross my feet before I do this. It's like two branches on a tree going separate ways.
Aww.
One branch heads to the south. No, wait. Let me do
You're
that
doing
again.
The science.
One branch.
It's going
one
over
branch
there.
Ventures to the east.
Oh. Ooh.
The other branch
sounds spiritual.
Fails to the west.
Oh.
The branch can fail. But only one of these branches ever learns how to turn over a new leaf.
Ooh.
DJ Sarah Love. Yeah. Let me, you know what I mean?
That was good. Let's see what you did there.
And let me just say, if you're listening back to the show and you didn't quite catch that, just rewind right quick. You know what I mean?
Don't
I dropped a little science there. I feel quite proud of that one right there. You know what I mean? I don't know
science
if I get
boss.
Another job out of this, dropping them kind of science bombs there. But yeah, you know, so I thought to myself, I was like, Rob, it's quite hard. It's what they say about teaching an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
It's kind of true because we end up stuck in our ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about, okay, this means that there was a certain point where it's a possibility you might have been the eastern branch, you know? The,
oh, God.
Yeah, I'll go back to that. Do you know, remember the bomb I dropped about 2 minutes ago? Yeah, you got... All right, just checking.
Spiritual teachings.
And do you know what I mean? I thought to myself, like, right, I guess the only way to be able to change somebody... It's like if you try and get them back into that, you know, that state of mind they were in when they didn't really know any better or any worse. You know, there's a chance that you could have, you know what I mean? When they were younger, you could have led them on the right path and they could have understood the world a bit better. Because now, it's damn near 15, 20 years of being stuck in your ways.
Oh,
you know what
man.
I mean? And it's hard when your friends are trying to like, bruv, like, honestly, man, I don't know if you want to put any more ketchup on them chips. You know what I mean? Hot sauce in your burger, because obviously people don't realize, you know, hot sauce is good on the way in, but on the way out, it could be a bit dangerous. Yogurt ain't going to change that shit, you know what I mean? So this is what I want to find out from all our listeners. Yeah, literally, it's not going to change shit.
So,
I need to find out from all my listeners out there, because Mice Investigates this week. If you could go back in time to warn your younger self of one thing, what would it be and why? See, I got the time in there. That's the old Mysac Hayes right there.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time to warn yourself of one thing, what would it be and why? Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, or you can tweet us at foobarradio on the Twitter, at DJ Sarah Love, at Mice Diggy. What would you change, DJ Sarah Love? What would you change? What would you warn yourself?
What would I warn myself?
It'd probably
be
a CDJ's, like, look, you better start practicing
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you better buy a CDJ. I know you're hating on these CDJs, but you better get one. Because you're going to turn up to clubs and that's all there's going to be.
Yeah, you know.
It's an interesting one, because I live by the philosophy that even bad things, you know, difficult experiences... Mm. I live by what doesn't break me makes me. And so even like things that I don't like or negative things that I might perceive to be negative, I see that as a learning curve.
As a positive.
And it's an experience.
This is a really good way to look at that.
And sometimes the only way you learn is by, you know, messing up, isn't it?
Yeah. Or other people messing up. You can learn from other people.
Yeah, exactly. Spectating.
Like I was saying earlier, I was saying that I think I probably tell myself like, all that road man, bad boy, you know, all the bad man shit, all the road Aww. Shit is all like, it's just kind of, it's almost theater. You know, it's all, what it is kids, you know, especially men, so I should say boys coming up, like boys. Looking at older men and thinking, you know, or I should say older boys even, and thinking like, oh yeah, yeah, everyone respects them. And the thing is that people only want respect because they don't want people to mess with them. They're like, Aww. So it's kind of like the lion with the mane or the peacock with the feathers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, don't mess with me, and hopefully these chicks can see that you don't want to, nobody wants to mess with me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And then they're going to want you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's when you break it all down. That's all it really is. But then there's this mass confusion of like a bunch of dudes getting together and then trying to prove to each other that, you know, I'm a bad man. I But then when you get to a certain age and it's like, right, that shit, actually, this isn't really going to get me any further for like the next 80 years or where, you know, the rest of your life
this
that you got.
This ain't cool at all.
Yeah, this ain't really cool at all. And for some people, it's too late. That it's when they're in jail or, you know, they're deceased.
Mm-hmm. No, I know people who are in jail. I know people who are in jail doing serious
no man
time.
In jail.
You know, just over foolishness.
Yeah, over stupidness, you know.
Foolishness.
And so,
like them kids who were on the moped snatching 18 mobile phones last week.
8310s as well.
You know.
I heard a couple of them did have 8310s as well. Because they were thinking, yeah, we could use these to go brick.
Yeah.
Like some, yeah. So I don't know. That's some dumb ass shit. But, you know, look at that, man. Like them kids, if they could go back in time and be like, yeah, people don't do mobile phones anymore. Like, you can't. Like 100 mobile phones, you still ain't really rich. Like they ain't really money.
See, that's what's even sadder about it. Obviously, they thought that they were.
Yeah,
like that is that they are killing it. So that's what their future selves should have learned. Yeah, no. The other day I saw Terminator 2 was on TV.
Yeah,
and that's a film that as a kid I watched so many times that I knew the script to that and Back to the Future. So there's lots of kind of
would you be one of them annoying people that you when you're watching a film and then they keep repeating. Shout out to Hashtag, man, my coach, when we went away on a training trip and we're watching The Goonies. Yeah, and he just kept the whole script. I was like, bruv, all right, we know you know the thing, but can we
it's
pretend?
It's involuntary, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, you are then.
It's involuntary. No, I wasn't.
No, Back to the Future
reruns
with
Sarah
Love.
Even though I was on my own, but there were parts when I had to say the line before them. Yeah.
I hear that.
But no, so I think, definitely we all have those eras of being childish and young and foolish, you know,
foolish
but
fiends,
like
fiendish fools.
But sometimes that's part of the journey, isn't it? That gets you to being the wonderful human being you are today, my Stevie.
Yeah, and that's very true. And that's why I say if you went back in time, because now you know that, you might not have to experience, you know, like I wouldn't have to have any scars or, you know, there's certain things you might not have to go through all the ball. You're kind of skipping the queue in a way, like, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
You stay fucking up over there. I'm going over here, carry on playing chess, violin, You know,
that's what I was going to say. I think learning languages, like under the age of 10, because I did start learning one language under the age of 10. And I think if I had learned like maybe five others then as well, I'd be sorted now.
Yeah. You'd be doing radio shows everywhere.
Well, yeah.
Radio de Español. Yes. Soy fucking.
Yeah. So I think languages, definitely, because when you learn
that's
languages
really
young,
one.
They're like locked into your brain.
And you're mad fluent.
Kind of
mad fluent. Like you could speak to a Chinese man, English man, and a Scottish man all in one go, mate. Oh,
in
I tell
one pub,
you know what I mean? I told them all a joke, they all laughed at the same time, mate. Yeah, well,
but
that's a really good one.
All those young learning things, like instruments, sports, all of that stuff, so then I'd
you
be like in the Olympics.
School.
Yeah,
it's a hard one, though, because, like, for instance, like I was saying about the violin, I learned to play the violin when I was really young. But then it was a bit weird walking on the estate with a violin. If I'd have known about, you know, there's certain artists. What's the guy's name? I've forgotten his name now. It's really bad. But he worked with El Cantante. And he had like, he played the trombone.
Oh, Winnie Colón.
Yeah, Winnie Colón, that's it.
Yeah, Hector
And
Lavoie,
remember, he's, yeah, Hector Lavoe. Yeah. And see, you know, his album covers where he's all gangster with a trombone and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you're thinking, oh, there's a gun in there.
Yeah.
If I'd have saw that shit, I might have carried on thinking, yeah.
You see Bugsy Malone?
Yeah, but they weren't real guns, man.
Yeah. No, but I mean, they were pretending as
yeah,
well.
That's
so
true.
It kind of made it look.
Yeah, well, at that age, you know what I mean? I ain't going to, like, there was no pretending at that age. You know what I mean? It was really real.
So
but, you know, things like that, I wish I would have carried on. Because now imagine, I could have been on X Factor with the gold tooth, shiny forehead, and the violin, rapping.
Killing it.
People
on
would
X
be like, yo, you're killing
you'd
it.
You'd be
bro.
On the X Factor tour right now.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but. Hit us up, man. hiphop@foodbarradio.com or tweet us at foodbarradio. If you could go back in time to warn your younger self of one thing, what would it be and why? Someone has tweeted us, actually, what they said.
And what were you, did you go down digital pub this
week? Yeah, I did go down digital pub. But shout to the geeky rat, though. He says, I would tell myself that women may look pretty, but some can sting like a bee.
Aww.
Shout to Paul Clark. I wish I had my violin now, even though I can't play that shit.
I
would still string a couple notes for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. There you go.
Oh, geeky
Paul
rat.
Paul
now I'm curious. I want to know. But you see, that's important. Sometimes getting your heart broken is important.
Hey, Sarah believes in, you know, you need to get hurt to find out what hurt feels like.
My
so,
mum used to say to because me and my sisters, we all obviously have massive afros, and my mum doing our hair when we were kids, she used to say to us, you must go through pain to be beautiful. So, you know, maybe she's implanted this seed into my mind with
I do believe
other things.
In terms of, like, I think there's a problem we've got out, especially nowadays, you know what I mean, in this new millennial age where people don't want to be uncomfortable. And everyone wants to be comfortable. They want to just like, oh man, I just want to chill and just do it. And I think you don't really get go nowhere. You don't get anywhere. You don't get to appreciate the chill times when you're always chilled. So you need a bit like what you're saying about
contrast.
Yeah, you need a bit. So, you know, it's good to whatever it is, like feel a bit of uncomfortability. That's a word. I don't even know if that's a word.
It
but
is today.
Yeah,
it is today.
Yeah, feel a bit, you know, it's all right to feel a bit uncomfortable so that when you are comfortable, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know? So you work
really
hard.
Take it up.
Yeah, work like a slave, eat like a monster. Now, down the digital pub, though, Jesus Christ, I tell you what, mate, they were getting in on it. I was like, tell me something you can tell that I can tell the rest of the girls. You know what I mean? And he said, yeah, I don't know what he said, but.
Shout to tell.
Yeah, look, this is you know, I got some stupid friends on Facebook, but this is what I asked a couple of
he
people.
He said it, not me.
I said, if you could go back in time to warn your younger self of one thing, what would it be and why? Okay. Dominic Bandoni comes back and says, fannies have got teeth in.
Yeah.
I said,
Dominic,
what kind of vampire?
What are you up to, man?
Yeah, what kind of vampire coochie are you messing with? And he says, the best. I'm like, boy, you're shredded up noodle, boy. Yeah, I don't know about all that shit, man.
The best, but he needs to warn himself about it.
You know what I mean? Man's, like, all kinds of manuka honey wraps wrapped around your...
Fanny's got Dominic.
Yeah,
goodness,
I was
me.
A bit worried, boy.
Yeah.
The thing is, he's happy about it. He's like, the best.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, what kind of vampire...
Explain yourself, Ooh. Dominic.
But shout to James Cole. He brought us back down to earth, you know what I mean? And he says, if he could go back in time and talk to his younger self, he'd say that we're just a blip in the cosmos.
Oh, wow.
So stop taking it to all too seriously. Take time to appreciate life's good bits and be grateful you weren't born in a war zone.
Oh, wow. That's happy.
He kept it real. That's better than werewolf pussy, I'll tell you that. Vampire. Vampire coochie, man. I don't know about that, boy.
That left me baffled.
Yeah, I'm into vampire movies, you know, horror films and that, but I don't know about vampire pornos where, you know what I mean?
With teeth.
It's getting a bit too deep, mate. With teeth in the shit.
But no, I mean, the way, who was that last message from?
James Cole,
yeah. I guess that's kind of how I speak to my nieces and nephews a lot. I don't know how much they appreciate. No, they do appreciate it.
The thing is, I always feel like, though, they don't really, like, no matter how you drill it into someone's head, they don't really get it until they get to experience it. And for kids, even experiencing the emotion of, like, you know, appreciating where you are, they don't... It takes for them to not to go, oh, I hate being here, I hate being, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, think about how much stuff you remember as a kid. You don't really remember a whole lot. You remember the big moments, the blips.
The shiny bits.
Yeah, it's only as you become a bit more of an adult when you start remembering, oh, yeah, remember when we went to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's why it's good having older siblings.
Yeah, to remind you.
Yeah, you remember all that stuff and then just remind me later. No, but that's also why we have to send
big up
to Comic Relief this week.
Oh, yeah.
£71 million. And you know what Comic Relief raised? It's doubled by Bill and Melinda Gates. How dope is that?
Bill and Melinda?
Yeah.
That's Belinda.
Belinda
Gates.
Yeah.
Serious?
Isn't that cool?
That is cool, man. I ain't going to lie, because I was kind of involved in that, you know what I mean, on the slide there.
I know.
I ain't really put it out there
I
too much.
I saw your face popping up charity. On the adverts and everything. That was wicked.
You know, just for charity. So, obviously, I didn't really get paid for that shit. No, that's amazing. So how much did they make?
$71 million.
And so that's going to be doubled by Belinda. That makes in road science, that's 140.
That's like 1,000.
Man chopped it up. Yeah, then you break it down, add a little baking soda. Yeah, okay. So they made quite a lot there.
Talcum powder.
Man, throwing some nail polish. You know what I mean? Because these youths don't really know what's going on.
But you see, that's what I feel my responsibility as an auntie is to tell my nieces and nephews the truth like
don't
that.
Don't fuck with the shit.
Honestly. I do tell them, you've got to realise, taking drugs, you have no idea what you're taking.
Yes.
I'd rather them hear the truth from me rather than try and find the truth on the street, some misinformation from some other kid at school who's trying to show off, you know, and then find themselves in a bad place.
That's the argument that people have now with the legalisation of it all, is that at least if it is, it's going to be regulated by people who know, you know what I mean? Like, brother, this shit right here, Cat Williams, this shit right here. Yeah. So that's a good point, man. But I'll definitely not go back in time and talk to them about drugs. But Panini Grande, this is a good segue to this, says... So this is Big Toast, obviously, out of the gate crashes. He says, the dangers of drugs. I'd go back in time, tell myself about the dangers of drugs. Don't worry about them. You can miss out on so much fun worrying if stuff is bad for you.
You kill the buzz, man.
That's hilarious, man. But yeah, you know, it's interesting to see what people have to say.
Yeah.
To their former selves as a kid.
No, so I think with the Comic Relief thing, though, like, that's the chance to force your kids to see the reality of what it is that you just... What I say to my nieces and nephews is just because you happen to have been born in this country. Like, you could be a rock on Pluto right now. You could be born in France. You could be born in sub-Saharan Africa. But you just happen to be born in a country where you have access to free healthcare, free education, and... You know, there's kids out there who would fight to be able to go to school and have what you have.
I mean, for me, I'd probably take them down to Trafalgar Square with a loaf of moldy bread. Yeah, start feeding the pigeons, and then they'd be all happy. And then when they see the fucked up pigeon, you know, the fucked up one with half the toes is missing.
That's like, still probably healthier to eat than a chicken from the supermarket.
Well, then probably. But I'd say, look, that could have been you. That could have been you, yeah? So just appreciate...
Hashtag chicken. Your life. No, hashtag
conk them on the head.
Pigeons go, lives conk. Matter. Yeah.
Pigeons lives... Yeah, exactly. That could have been you.
Shout out to Namesake and then when they came through.
Shout out to Shellers. She says that smoking is bad. I believe that's what she said. Yeah, she said...
Yeah.
about smoking, which is very true, man. Not to smoke, because it is hard to stop. Yeah. People, you know, no matter how many vaporizers you buy, how many edibles, it doesn't matter how many books you try and read.
But I think it's less fashionable now with young people than it was like in our day, mice.
What, to stop smoking?
No, to smoke.
Later, like, these lot, there's roll-ups. Now, they're just rolling. Before, it was fashionable to smoke, you know what I mean, B&H, your silk cuts, go on, blimey, get. You know what I mean? If you went down, if you were like on a bad day, what was it called? What were them one like 99p?
Rothmans.
Yeah, you know what I mean? People on a bad day, they're on the Rothmans.
Still exist.
Yeah, you know the ones where you're like, right, bruv, like, I ain't going to ask you for a cigarette.
You stink.
Them long ass.
They have bad breath in those.
Yeah, yeah. In the, you open the box, it's like, oh shit, we ain't hanging out for the next couple of weeks, but. Sterling, was that what they're called? Sterling cigarettes. Just them brass, you know, the long, brass. They're mad long, but they're mad they? Cheap as well. You're like, right, it's even got a little red, there'll be a sticker in yellow, like, brother, mad cheap. You're like, all right, I ain't fucking with them cigarettes. Like, even them, you'll still end up smoking again. You could try your best to stop, boy. Like, people are struggling. But nowadays, they're like rolling up with these, you know what I mean? This roll ups, rollies. Everyone's doing rollies.
It's
like.
True. Rollies are fashionable.
Yeah, that shit used to be the brat, like, yeah, most baddest like, breath. Brat smoke. Like,
that was the tramp smoke.
Yeah, that was like lighting a cigarette with matches. You know, who the fuck does that, man? You're using matches. And you know, they take the first pull and inhale the matches, but you're like, later, you're a hardcore boy. You might as well smoke cigars. Here, look, I turn on the engine, just wrap your lips around the exhaust pipe, mate, and bring you all the way in. Yeah. I don't know about that shit. But obviously, it's really hard because everybody smokes. Like, I see everybody you just, but you're like, right, you smoke now. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No, but what?
I think it's cool now to smoke.
You think it's cool?
That's what it looks like. It seems like everybody.
No, the way you said it sounded like, because like you were promoting smoking. Like, yeah, man, it's cool to smoke now. No, but what? You see like kids it. In school uniform smoking?
Yeah, what?
Really?
Yes.
I don't.
They think they're sly. They think they're doing it on the sly, but it's like, come on, man. Then that's a big-ass Dunhill. Roly. It's meant to be a roly, but the shit looks like a Dunhill, you know what I mean? The extra long brass. Man, cotton mouth looking cigarettes, boy. You know those shits where, like, the smoke comes out grey, and then their tongue all of a sudden looks grey, you're like, rod, it's still cloudy, boy.
Anyway. No, but does cigarettes out here still have branding on the packet on the boxes?
Nah, they took that off. But even that,
what are they?
Look,
just grey.
This is how bad it is. This is how bad it is with smoking kills. The shit has smoking kills. They Photoshop all types of shit on. You know what I mean? There'll be someone with a big hole on their, like, who smokes until they've got a big hole on their throat with elephant shit hanging out of it. Like, come on, man. No, yeah, people still blazing. Like, yeah, can I have a cigarette? Yeah, look, smoking kills. Yeah, thanks, bruv. With a match. That's crazy, man.
No, it's terrible. Yeah. It's happening.
That's how much people can't stop smoking. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Yeah, so who was it who said the toes? And
look,
oh,
toes.
I can't even look. Apparently they put pictures of moldy toes on the cigarette box.
Because it clogs your
What's
arteries.
What's that, Rothmans? Is it Rothmans that does that to you? So you're all right as long as she's like B&H.
Silk cut.
You're all right with silk cut. Just stay away from the Rothmans.
People can't stop smoking. What's even worse? Is they don't even want us to stop smoking. Like, they're like, you look, all right, this is, you know what I mean? We ain't going to let you know what it is. This is like random, just Russian roulette right here.
Yeah.
Roulette.
And the same, puffing roulette. And the same with alcohol. There's no ingredients on alcohol. Have you ever thought about that? It's the only thing you consume that doesn't have the ingredients written on it.
And isn't it meant to be law that everything we buy shows the ingredients?
Exactly. Everything you consume.
Just keep drinking, man. You ain't going to give a fuck about the
don't
ingredients.
Don't worry about that. We'll talk about that another
fucking
time.
Crazy, man.
No, and then cigarettes. Apparently, a large amount of cigarettes in shops are bootlegged. So they're not even real. And then even in the cigarette factories, it's like when you look at the state of these factories, like you've got rats pissing and pooing everywhere, and then the stuff falls on the floor and it all just gets swept up and puts back in the van.
What, the tobacco?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so basically they're saying when you're smoking cigarettes, you're just smoking all the nastiness that's in the air and on the ground in the factory as well as...
I don't see...
I don't know what's worse, that or the carcinogenic factors of tobacco.
And even the fact that, no, what, I never see anyone smoking a cigarette, they look like they're enjoying it. They're always like that. Yeah, and the face just...
Please show
me. Yeah. It just looked like, it don't even... He's like that. Yeah, so anyway, I said to him, like, bruv, you're not even enjoying that shit. What is it? What are you doing to yourself?
But it's like the...
Carpet mouth.
No, not flatulence. What's the thing when the monk, like, beats themselves? What's it called?
Oh,
like martyrdom.
Boy, I don't know. It's weird, man. It's really weird. Shout out to one of our new listeners, Colin O'Brien, who says, I would tell my younger self to start listening to the hip hop show earlier than today. Shit's banging. See how I did the banging bit? I emphasized it. Shit's banging.
What is that? Colin, did you say?
Yeah, shout out to Colin O'Brien, man. Peace and love, bruv. Yeah, you can go back to listen to the show if you go to www.fubarradio.com/shows/hip-hop.
Mice is on there.
Damn, I got that right, boy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hashtag blame mice.
Yeah, hashtag blame mice. Blame me on whatever you want to blame, but don't blame me on your shit. Shout out to Glee Mac. He says, do a rap for well-known food superstores. It's going to be a thing. Ha ha.
Have you heard that? A few weeks ago, Mice was saying he was getting sick of all the jokes people were coming with.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, you know, it just feels a bit like, okay, it's, you know, I love Gleam though, so that's why I read it out. But yeah, it's kind of weird when, you know, everybody knows it, and so it doesn't make the joke funny anymore. But I will laugh for you, Gleam's my boy, that's why I shout that out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm dumb about. Shout out to Cal Neal, who says simply to tuck something away for a rainy day. Whew, that was close.
Hold on, my messed up mind went somewhere else.
Yeah.
Something away.
I went there, I came back because I was like, oh shit. Even though we can say what the fuck we want on here, I don't think that's what he meant. Would be bloody useful nowadays, and this is very true. I always said to Mama Mice, because she was good at saving, I was like, why didn't you teach me how to save like that? Because I didn't, it's only like last week I understood.
When you joined the other
like, line. Oh shit, so... I should let the piggy bank get full and then I empty out the... Yeah, I mean, I messed up, man.
Yeah.
I'm learning. But yeah, saving, that's a big one. That's
saving
a massive one.
Is I think a big one. So even, and especially now, because how they're saying for this generation, they're saying for kids who are born, millennial kids, it's not going to be unusual to live to be 100. But at the same time, like now,
it'll
because
be normal
people
to
are
live
living,
to 100.
Yeah, and so, but at the same time, you're not going to have these lifetime pensions that like the baby boomer generation had. So basically, no one's going to be looking after us when we're old. So you better get on it right now.
Yeah, get into that tobacco industry, bro, because these lot ain't quitting that shit.
Making it or smoking it.
Boy. Well, even no, get into the industry, innit?
Oh, right.
Yeah, like, because that way, you know what I mean? Look, we ain't quitting.
Look at the toes
they're putting on this shit. You know what I mean? They're putting fucked up toes. You can tell, you turn into Elephant Man, you smoke like 200 a day, but just keep buying them anyway, bruv, because at least we warned you, yeah? Bam. Rough is, you know what I mean? These guys are still smart. I'll go back to my former self, yeah, bruv, start. Go into the Amazon somewhere, find a new leaf, and let's make this money. Because Lila ain't quitting for shit. Even when they tell you...
My sack.
Yeah.
Agree with.
Yeah. Even when they tell you they're quitting, they 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, look, bruv, right, you started smoking? Yeah. With the face. Yeah, man. You know what I mean? It's trying to help you, isn't it? Anyway, let's get into some tunes. Because we got a superstar coming through, man. One of High Focus's nicest coming through right about now. So let's get into a tune before we...
Huh? I wonder if he's a cigarette smoker.
Hey, he's an everythinger. He don't give a fuck. That's why we love this dude.
This Food Bar Radio, keep it locked. We got Jam Baxter coming up.
Yep.
Walk one, fog horn, leg horn. Come Halloween, I'm the wrong one to act on. Four Megatron limbs, harming them with homonyms. Far from PC, I'm VC with his arm in the rim. Got songs and hymns, kick a rhyme on the whim. Come for me, chance of you surviving ecstasy.
slim, like a skinny MF Doom. It'll be next to grim. Knock you in your loose lips for popping off at the gums like a packet of Eclipse. Dog, you slipped for not recognizing y'all was guards since we used to boost tips and a box two zips, rocking pants to swish. Then I link with Rich, the flip product. The product of that was utterly hypnotic. Your mind is not equipped to understand dark quips. Shut up and keep with your grandma hips, man, built like my auntie. Hopped online to say joke eternally. Sleep telling cats to stay woke. By doing this, I'm a neighborhood treasure. I'll pack some more. And just for good measure, that's a good measure, ain't it? I can see the future in that, ain't it? For trying to take the pictures I painted, I just might go start a residency. Pump it out the Gramercy. Teacher said I was nice with the Gramercy. Lord have mercy. Thirsty, firstly known for flowing with finesse like Percy P. And going hand in hand, can't see me man to man. Pushing man auras, fuck the banana ram of Pandora. Y'all cast sedentary on the road to dead and buried. Practically souvenirs, haven't made a move in years. Now give me dapper with five. Old Drew, the greatest rapper alive. Shut the fuck up.
Shall be my acronym. Slick pink gang, like a porky dance on the ground. Burn a kill, coming at you like a porno cam. I don't know, I smoke that fruity color toucan. Eat that pussy, get on wetter than a Hoover dam. Ain't no need to say my name, bitch, know who I am. Rapper singing in the closet like Luther Van. Get killed, watching shows like Abraham. Next, I'm at the funeral doing this murder dance. One beef, egg, watch you at the burger stand. Put a burner butt house in your cardigan. Bitch, I'm about to get the artisan. Cause on the Sam, have you shaking like Ferguson? Ain't got my man, let's my nigga sneak the Larkin in. Shoot a rapper just to help him with his marketing. Don't even get me started in. One phone call, now your family we targeting. I'm out this world, my flow racket shit departing in. I walk in, they be like, who let the merchant in? Said I'm the best, ain't a single nigga quick. Either it's the truth, but these niggas just respect. Took it as a sign, every nigga just accept. Changing of the guard, all these whack niggas exit.
Oops, oops, I'm totally ready. Honestly, we didn't nip out for a quick muffins there or anything.
Yeah, quick one in there.
Sorry, did you say, does Ruffman's still exist?
Yeah, man, they all still exist.
Does it still exist?
What, Ruffman's?
Yeah.
As a brand, I think so, you know. You lot got me ready to quit smoking with that in there.
They all fucking still exist,
like some
man.
Some public service shit you're doing right.
Exactly. That is what we strive to do. That last cut, Your Old Droog, that's brand new. The track's called Grandma Hips. It's featuring Danny Brown. That's from his new album, Pax. Which is actually branded. That's, you see, Segway Sarah in the house, which is branded like a cigarette pack. It's his second album. It's out right now on Droog Recordings, yeah.
What, like PACX or is it PAX? Pax by Plume, you know, it's a, it's a vape that not many people know about, but we don't even divulge into that right now.
It's CKS.
Aye,
yeah. It's not hip hop spellings, yeah. And he's got beats on there from Alchemist, Edan, 88 Keys, and more!
That's nice, man.
It's a really dope album, so you'll be hearing more of that in the coming weeks, right here on Fubar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And right about now, we have one of the most prolific UK artists right here. Yeah, I swear this guy drops an album every 2.5 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah, bruv, you work hard, man. Like, I feel like I'm always hearing something new from you every like couple months at least.
Couple months, yeah. No, I wouldn't go that far. I think I've had something out every year for the last few years, but yeah. No, I try to stay working for sure.
Man, like Jam Baxter in the house. What's
Yay!
Going on?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm going to be all right. The weekend has kind of done me in, man.
Yeah, that's every weekend for you, boy.
The weekend saw me coming a mile off, man. Yeah, like, we're going to par this guy this time.
What were you doing? Yeah, you're gonna pay. What were you doing this weekend?
Friday. I just moved into one of them warehouse units on like Manor House.
I was gonna say Manor House. Everyone's taking over my ends.
Don't lie.
Yeah, and I don't know that place, man. That place. I've just been stumbling around, just meeting all the new neighbours and that. I've been there like 2 weeks, and you know, there's just like a lot of wavy individuals in that.
I was going to say, but wavy in a good way, in a normal way.
Yeah, well, no, in varying degrees of the way. There's the good wavers and the bad. I just got swept up in it on Friday, and then Saturday I was playing with Task Force in Cameo in Old Street.
I was so vexed to miss that.
I was brewing to miss that.
How was it? I bet it was crazy.
Yeah, it was heavy. It's good to see him, man. good.
What
to
was
see
it?
Him.
Just you and them on the bill? Was there anyone else? Like any?
Yeah, and then there was this other crew as well called Society of Alumni. Before I hadn't met them before. I think they're from South, and they were heavy. They're all like between like 18 and 20, and they're just kind of start. Yeah, check them out. That's it.
What was it? Farmer Chester and Louis, or did they have? They didn't have the band.
No.
Mm-hmm. So they're properly back together now. It's not no like just for this and just for that. Like
Wicked. They're doing their thing. They got a whole bunch of bookings coming up, man.
That's
for sure.
Wow.
Kind of like the Dave Chappelle when he does the puffy. I'm getting the band back together. It's like, but no, that's how last week felt with me, you, and Doc up here. But this week it's all about Jan Baxter.
So you got this new LP. Mansion 38.
Yeah.
Well, break that down. What's that about, Mansion 38?
Because I went to record this album in Bangkok with Chemo. Chemo.
He lives there now, right?
He lives there. His wife
not
got
in
a
Bangkok,
job out there.
Though.
Yeah, in Bangkok. Yeah. His wife got a job teaching English and drama in an international school. She was like, "Yeah, do you want to go start a new life in Bangkok?" Chemo was like, yeah, standard.
And then
could even go this way or that way. But let's find out.
He lives like a king out there. He lives like a king. So I went to his apartment. I went to his apartment once. He wouldn't let me come up there very often because I terrorized the guy after a while. But but yeah, it's crisp. So crisp. He's living like a king.
So
he pickles his own watermelons. He like makes his own sorrel syrup and stuff. He's a wholesome dude.
Wow.
He's killing it.
Bangkok's a wild place.
But yeah, no, Mansion 38 is the name of the apartment block that I was staying in. I just got like an Airbnb for like a month. Like a little bit across town. Mansion 38 was just like the scene of the crime. That was where like I just sat in my apartment and wrote all the bars and drove myself slowly insane. Yeah.
So is it who did you work with on this album then? Was it a bunch of different producers or
it's
one?
Just Chemo.
So it's just with you and
start
Chemo.
Yeah. Finish, yeah.
Nice.
I like that.
I worked I just work well with the guy. He knows the kind of beats like that I want to rhyme to. He knows, like, he kind of makes them with me in mind. And he kind of like the way he kind of crafts an album from start to finish and makes it a whole journey. It's like
it's similar to what you do.
So just like it's hard to replicate that. So I just, that's why I wanted to go out there to do it. I started working on my next album and I was like, you know what, I just got to go and work with him together. So I like phoned up the label. I was like, will you send me to Bangkok and get me an apartment and whatever. Just like, just trying it, and then just like, and I was just like, all right.
Is it? You just trying to.
Close mouth, don't get.
You don't ask, you don't get.
That's a road science. That's road science right there.
When he says you don't ask,
when he says you don't ask, you don't get. It's true though. You thought, fuck it, let me just see. But also, it's because I think like the label know that you're, you know, if you're gonna go out there and do something like that, you're gonna go out there and do it properly.
Yeah, they trust me. Maybe they shouldn't at times, but they do. Yeah, so they believed in it. They knew that I wasn't gonna come back empty-handed.
Did you find it? So that was that a different experience in terms of putting an album together than what you've done before?
Yeah, definitely. Because normally I just work on things slowly over time, and just like I'm always like writing, but I'll put an album together quite slowly. So it was a bit daunting going and like having like this is my month to make the album, but. Because like I had like so much saved up that I like wanted to say, but my life in London was just getting a bit too hectic. I didn't really feel like I had space to breathe and like really like think about everything. So like just being having that month out there just to like jam on my ones and just put it all together was like, that's the way I want to do my whole shit now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you feel like now that's what you're probably going to do?
I feel like I've just like hit the secret. This is the secret formula.
That's nice.
So you're not too invested in Manor House.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, shouts out to Manor House. You know what I mean? Making sure that's got to happen. So Mansion 38, in terms of like, did you bother with the whole, I'm not really a fan of like, oh yeah, I've got this one, that one, blah, 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 on the album. You know, like where people, you do an album and people go, yeah, oh sick, who's on it?
Yeah,
I find that kind of annoying. But did you bother with that this time? That you were out in Thailand, you probably felt like, all right.
Yeah, no, I was going to do, I wasn't really thinking too tough about features when I was out there. But then I was speaking, I kind of lost the plot out there a little bit. I was getting really waved all the time and just phoning people when I was just bored. Like, and the time difference meant I was calling people at weird times in the morning. But I was speaking to Lee a lot, Lee Scott, on the phone. And then just like, I was sending him a couple of the beats and he was just like, How about I just fly out there and just to do my feature? And I was like, oh, that is some serious G shit right there. Just fly into Bangkok just to put your verse down real quick and come back. And then he was like, oh, Trell's up for it as well. Trellian's up for it. So then Vicky, Lee's missus, who like shoots videos, was like, yeah, I'm up for coming as well. So just on a whim, they just flew out. And then there's a couple tunes with Lee on the album, Trell's on the album, nice. And then had to get Dyke and Dablo on it as well because they're just fam.
Yeah.
Did they
that's
do
standard
that in
though.
Thailand as well?
No. I couldn't get them quite right to there. That yeah, exists. Yeah.
So you're in a couple different crews, isn't it? Like what you just mentioned there. To me, like you working with Dabla or Dyke, you kind of crew anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not as much like people kind of expect to hear that anyway. But how many crews are you in now? Like I've always tried to break down like
there's Contact Play, which is just
Contact
the crew
Play,
from Day. That's me, Ronnie Bosch, Ed Scissortone, Mr. Key and Dirty Dyke and DJ Sammy B-Side. And then we just got that one album from 2009, but yeah, there's five of us and we're all just doing our thing and we're all still like real good friends, but hopefully we'll follow that up one day. And then there's Dead Players with Dabla and Ghost Town. And that's it then
I felt like there were a couple others in there for some reason. I don't know why.
Maybe I should just form a few more. Yeah, use time.
The Rothmans crew,
the thing
my,
is
Sarah,
good...
you down? Let's start one.
Yeah, let's do it now.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah, let's do it.
DJ
okay.
Sarah Love,
I'm down
on the
I'm
beats
down. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Singing the hooks, you gotta be the ghetto, you know,
you
like
can
remember
do the beatbox.
Yeah, do you remember the old school hip hop albums, like where you just hear some random the hood chick on the hook?
They don't even bother. She
was so random
like
on hood.
Positive K, I got a man.
Yeah. You'd never know who it was.
And
yeah,
you
didn't
know. They searched high and wide to find the most hood voice they could.
Yeah,
and the same with LL Cool J on
doing it well.
Doing it well, thank you. Good job, you're here.
Yeah. You know, I'm a LL Cool J fan, man. I've been greatest hits tattooed on my back. Anyway, but yeah, you know, that always used to crack me up, man, when you get the hood chick and you didn't know who she was, but she kind of held down the hook good enough. You know what I mean?
She had no face.
Yeah. She was probably.
No identity.
Yeah.
Just a mad hood boy.
Just drafted in.
But you would need to quit smoking.
Let's not get into the smoking thing, man. We're making people feel guilty about that shit.
No, but that's good. That's the first step to quitting, isn't it? Guilt.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now I'm just revealing messed up parts
Trust
of my childhood.
Me.
Let's leave that subject alone.
You can be as guilty as all you want, but when it comes to smoking, boy, that guilt will be out the window. You know what I mean? On the right night, it will be all right on the night. But you know, I do these investigations every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I always try and find out, you know what I mean? Because this is what we do to help heal the world. This is like, the hip-hop show is what we're all about. We're trying to people ain't even into hip-hop. They listen to this show and realize they don't know shit.
I wish I had a lighter.
See, Baxter knows already to put her hands up. You know what I mean? That's that festival.
It's an involuntary action, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You just say it, yeah. Look, Dab. This is the old school dab as well. People don't realise what dab is. Yeah, you see? Road signs. This is what we do here. So we asked our listeners this week.
You just changed my life with this dab.
Hey, this is what we're about, man. This is Free Bar Radio, man. So, Jam, this is what we did. We asked our listeners today, if you could go back in time to warn your younger self of one thing, what would it be?
To make
and
it
why?
Better.
Oh,
you're missing the soundtrack wise.
One thing. Yeah, I mean, the soundtrack is in my blood. I couldn't even hear the shit. I know I was in time when I was old school dad into that.
You were in time.
Have a think about that anyway. Have a think about that because it's quite an important question.
There was a warning relating to this box park warehouse living at Manor House. Warn them about the wavy sorts
the
you might
try that wave. You better wear your wetsuit. Yeah, I mean, if you're on this wave, you better bring your surfboard.
Yeah, exactly. Consider your living decisions more appropriately in the future. Investigate, test the water.
Where are you from?
Go on.
Where are you from originally?
I grew up in like Turnpike Lane for
Did
a while. And then my family.
The girls in the studio love.
She's such a northerner, man. Anything to do with North London, boy, she'll be all
taking over.
Camden,
Okay. No, Camden, that's the wrong borough. It's all about Haringey Folk Life.
Yes, for sure.
I was in Barnet. Oh, no, he was in Barnet. Oh, my God.
I'm visualising my role in this crew now.
And then my family moved further down Green Lanes to like Palmer's Green, Southgate.
Yeah, you see, I had to stop myself from doing the voice.
No, you see that? You see how excited you got about
about Green Lanes?
Yeah.
That's how you know I'm Haringey for life, when you get excited about Green Lanes.
And then I've lived in like Highbury and Bow, and I lived in South for a little bit, but just a little bit. Just dipped my toe in the water in South and then came back.
In the southern water.
Civilization.
Too cold down there. Fuck that.
Exactly.
That's it, man.
I love Turnpike Lane. And you know what? I swear everyone, no one is likes Turnpike Lane or Wood Green. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's disgusting. And
I'm
telling you,
I've got so much love for Turnpike Lane and Wood Green. I've been overdosing on that Peng Turkish munch as well, in that little stretch. that little stretch just after Turnpike Lane, where you just got wall to wall Turkish munch.
And do you know about the Jai Krishna on Turnpike Lane?
Yes, I do know. That's with the lunchtime Thali.
Yeah,
they do the lunchtime Thali, and it's like,
let me just say something though.
It's like a fiver, and you get the full luncheon experience.
Yeah, but they don't sponsor us, so we ain't gonna talk too much about them penguins over there. You know what I'm saying?
No. No, but I swear, Turnpike Lane and Wood Green, these are one of the last areas of real London.
Yeah.
Honestly, because it's not trendy yet. It's not glamorous. No trendy people want any part of us, and so that's partly why I love it and I'm cherishing it, but there's going to be a big redevelopment.
Yeah,
it's all coming to an end soon.
Yeah.
But hold on, are you old enough to remember when there used to be Krusties on Dockett's Common in Turnpike Lane?
Yes.
I was going
playing in the sandpit in Ducket's Common when I was. That was on the end of my rope when I was like 3 or 4. This is some niche. Only about 3 people listening.
And one of them's my sister.
Ducket's Corner boy.
The dog is coming, man. That's realness.
Getting white.
But Krusties, you remember Krusties?
I don't know about no Krusties.
Don't you?
Krusty the Clown, that's
See, those
Krusty,
are days that are nostalgic for me. The days when you actually had crews, like there were Trendies, Casuals, Krusties, like rockers.
Oh, Krusties.
Yeah.
Krusties are meant to be rich people that look broke or something like that, no? Some of my white friends, he broke it down to me. I was like, bro, what's the Krusty? Because I keep fucking up when I'm saying
that. Hipster?
Hi, you. Well, no, hipsters.
No, Krusties,
they're rich,
they were
but
like...
they don't want to look. They're not necessarily trying to look broke. They're just like, you know, what's in now? Is it the broke look? Is it the rich look? Is
Krusties,
it the tight ass pants that take
but
20
Krusties,
minutes?
But Krusties, they had a bit of a political agenda, I think, which was like squatters' rights, stuff like that, and like having the shitlocks sort of thing, stuff like that, and tie dye.
What's tie-dye, man?
You've not lived.
Like I'm in... We're in North London now, so I'm already in foreign territory. And now, tie-dye, Ducket's
tie-dye.
Corner.
Just Google hell. Tie-dye and you'll know.
No, tie-dye's more the hippie thing. Tie-dye is some Goa...
They crossed over, I
yoga,
guess.
Yoga type.
Have you been to India?
Yeah, a couple times, yeah.
Where did you go?
The first time I went all over, but I went down to Kerala, went to Tamil Nadu, and then went all the way up north and did the Himalayas and then last time I was there, that was years and years ago. Last time I was there, I got stuck in Goa for a while, and then just went down to Goa.
That sounds like an album.
That's some Jason Bourne business going on out there. Thanks to Bourne, boy. What was he doing? How did you get stuck in Goa?
Actually, it's a hard place to leave. It's a hard place to leave.
Byron.
Yeah. No, when you're smoking that grid hash and on the beach all day, it's hard to get yourself in gear to go
back to the ultimatum.
Yeah. But and then I went, where else did I go? Yeah, I went to Coorg.
Is that further up north?
Yeah, no, that was down south. That was a real beautiful place. I went there for a while.
Yeah, I've been to Kerala. I found Kerala really beautiful.
Yeah, Kerala's beautiful.
I made a mistake, Kerala's one of the few states where women are in charge. So you see women doing construction work, all types of shit, pubbers. Now, I saw women doing construction work DJing. In India. I was baffled.
MCing.
You know what I mean? It wasn't just like
just
the low-pop lady.
Circles every corner.
I was baffled.
Oh, female breaking circles.
Yeah, but I made
doing
them,
doing them whole car burners as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Just all types of shit you wouldn't see women doing, basically.
Popping, locking.
Yeah, beatboxing. Nah, joke. I went, you know what I mean? I went and got, like, the malaria tablets. I thought I was being advanced. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Going, like, third world country. The doctor, bam, 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 prescribed me the shit. I got jerked. I went and paid for it. Everything. And then, I was like, yeah, I got my malaria tablets. You don't need no malaria tablets. I was like, what the?
You're so racist, Mice, man.
Yeah, I was just worried.
No, I don't fuck with them either. The first time I went there, they gave me this, like, doxycycline stuff, which is this really strong antibiotic. And I took it. And literally, I had the most vivid nightmares I've ever had in my life.
Seriously.
And I didn't put it together until I read on the internet. And it was like, one of the side effects. Like, horrific, graphic nightmares. And I was like, you know, I'll take my chances with these mosquitoes, man, because what my mind is showing me is far worse. Far worse. It was grim.
So maybe that's
so grim.
It's like, bro, if you can stick the shit out, man. I don't know about these.
Yeah, just
tablets.
come at me. Come at me.
That's
guys.
Hilarious, man.
So maybe that would have been the teachings from your future self that you would have come back to say.
Yes. Do not eat the malaria tablets. Take your chances with the mosquitoes. Yeah. That's my advice.
Fine. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Take the blue pills, the green pills, the yellow pills, but not those mosquito pills.
Yeah.
But you're going to perform a track for us, aren't you?
Oh, I was, yeah.
But you know what? I think let's play
one of your tracks first.
I am. That's right,
Now that we've gone down the Turnpike Lane, Duckett's Common, Malaria, Wormhole, and everything, let's get back to the program.
Okay,
so, this is Hip Hop Mondays, 4 till 6 p.m. on Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah. Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy. Yeah.
And we're joined by our special guest, the one and only Jan Baxter is in the house. He's going to perform a track for us, but first, let's play something else brand new of yours, so you can prepare yourself. We can get our camera people ready, so you can check yourself in the mirror and everything.
What are you going to film? I'm rocking the sunken eyes at the moment.
Don't worry, man. We got makeup here to sort you out.
Just run this one. Yeah.
What's the name of this tune?
This is For a Limited Time Only. All off Mansion 38. Yeah.
Produced by Chemo. Yeah.
Produced by Chemo. Out now.
This man has a secret he hides from his family, an overwhelming desire for the crumbly crispness, the subtle flavor of Simmer's rice biscuits.
Barely, darling. Electricity costs money. But what's the use of having nice skin if nobody can see it?
His wife discovered Simmer's rice biscuits long ago. Have you?
For the fresh, clear skin you were meant to have, trust the purest toilet soap possible.
Yeah, urgent appeal from a drowsy drunk for just £3 a month. You could provide me just enough water to find your savior and drown the crunk. Sale starts Monday. Stand out from the crowd with a mound of drunk. Our dedicated team of one hand daily to sell your baby an ounce of punk. Coming soon to a city near you for just $14.99. This sweltering mass of electrified cables can jumpstart your new life of crime. Smother your face in a brand new fragrance. Bathe yourself in a fountain of payments. This Easter, please bear a thought for my dwindling patience. Brand new for your cupboards. Spoilt milk tailor for poor mothers. Research suggests our cream can make your life 95% more butters. Have you been wasted for 4 summers? Surviving on cider and raw uppers. Yeah, call our store. Our spiral and eyeballs come in all colours. Have you tried our incredible sputum? Shakily tested and chemically proven to smooth in the wrinkling head of a human. Renders age a pathetic illusion. Gargle this light brown suit. Here at the iGals group, we're committed to providing a service to leave you blissfully blind. Lie down troops, lie down troops, lie down troops. Enlist now, be the best. Start a career in dealing death. Become a one-legged old bleeding mess. If you only call one number today, before your fingers crumble away, before these buildings rust and decay, and the clutch in the nostril encrusted in K. Please make it ours. 2-for-1 deals on brains in jars. Count your coins. We proudly present our brand new extensive range of paws. Wake up, roll up, feast your eyes. Join up now for a free surprise. This flick knife comes with a whole bag of drama, a getaway car and a free disguise. Our brand new formula greases the palms of your well-dressed torturer. Comes recommended by your top sadist. Gas at the thought of your unspoilt faces. Sign up here. Free £10 bet. drain your accounts and consolidate all your remaining debt.
If we call, just show us a large DAS packet, answer a simple question correctly, and you win £5. If you have two large or one giant size, you can win £10.
Is your date afraid of light?
No, I am, with this ghastly skin. I'm always washing like you told me, but even my super new perfume soap hasn't helped.
Scotch Perkins by Simmons. Full of goodness, full of ginger and spice, and all things nice.
Shit. How long had I been watching these? How long had I been staring at billboards feeding my coins into slot machines? I never clocked it was possible to puke for 20 months straight. You should have told me, I stubbed out my rollie. Something in the air made the room seem moldy. Stare out coldly, Belmare Bridging, paid him a visit. The rain seemed strangely acidic. I'm not sure why the burning sensation was vaguely idyllic. By the time I sank my last bevy, my jingling wallet felt so darn heavy. By the time I reached the end of my street, I'd somehow squandered every last penny. Every last penny, every last penny, every last penny. Dog food, dishcloth, mouthwash, Henny. Every trace of the Queen's face ripped into one cascade of confetti. I got yard, sat down, sank deep in my seat and switched on the telly.
And here's another exciting thing to look out for. Our squires are already putting this leaflet through almost every door. It gives you an extra chance of winning the same big prizes.
Get fairy snow for extra white clothes. There is no horses grey out, horses white in.
Don't miss it. Great chance to win big prizes. And remember, Daz wash is so white you can see the difference.
It's extra creamy, and to pamper the palate, pour carnation over the pudding too. It's delicious. It's delicious.
Did you hear that?
We need to. Yeah. Bryce is laughing at me because it's like, we need.
Basically, us three need to leave the room when Sean comes.
Stop causing trouble, mice.
Oh, did I say that on air?
Yeah.
Good. Anyway, that was Jam Baxter and Chemo right there. From Mansion 38. What's the name of the tune?
For a Limited Time Only.
For a Limited Time Only. What was the idea behind that?
That tune. I always wanted to write a tune that was just like advert speak. You know, like advert speak. Like this cream makes your life seven times, like those weird statistics.
Industry.
95% smoother. Yeah, like how do you measure of smooth? Like, yeah. And I just wanted to just write that, like, write just some ad, like a massive long advert speak thing, but just make it all just twisted and just one long twisted dark advert. Yeah. And then the second verse just be like, just like back to myself and just be like, what the fuck have I been watching?
That's what I like about your shit. It's creative as well. It's not like, you know, like some people just rap for the rap for rapping's sake. They kind of don't think about the longevity of it all. You know, I've always felt like when I'm 80, I still want to be proud of the stuff I did in my 20s, 30s, 40s, you know what I mean? As opposed to like just rapping and, you know, like filling the gaps away. And I find you're one of the
Because if you just rhyme like that all the time, if I was to do that, I'd just get bored. I've got to keep myself interested in the shit. So you've got to keep yourself like,
just when you were growing up, what were you listening to? Like what kind of music
in
was
Hair and Go.
You know?
Oh, what when I first I first got into hip hop when my I was on holiday with my parents in like San Francisco, they went out and just left me watching MTV, and I saw the More Money More Problems video, and I saw Puffy in his shiny suit in a wind tunnel.
I was like, that's me.
I want to be that guy in the wind tunnel with the shiny suit, and I haven't quite got there yet.
But before that, like, because I feel like people, like hip hop is one thing, but you're listening to more or less the same thing in terms of that. But before that, there's music like me. I was trying to moonwalk. Trying to, you know, and the music that I was lucky that it was like jazz musicians living next door, so I'm always hearing the sax being practiced or, you know, stuff like that that I think helped me with rhythm and just kind of being a bit more open in terms of. But when I got into hip hop and heard the music that I was, you know, listening to before that shit in there anyway, it made it easier to like go, okay, this is me now. So before, like, you got into hip hop and realized, this is what I want to do, what kind of music was
Well, yeah, my parents had quite eclectic taste when I was growing up. My dad used to listen to like lots of like Fleetwood Mac and like Sly and the Family Stone and all that. And then when I first got into music like myself, I was just listening to just that dead out pop music that they used to just force feed
now
you,
23
like when you're in like year
now
5
that's
or year
what
6
I call music.
And then it was just when I started listening to hip hop, I was just like, wow, well, this is a lot more
you can gross. Understand it, like,
so
that's sick to hear, man.
And then you left the dark side and you came over to the light side with us.
Yes. She doesn't mean Harry Gay, by the way. But anyway, we got some. You got any live shows coming up?
Yes, I have. I've got next this coming Friday. I've got the official London Mansion 38 launch party, and that's in Dalston at Junction House this Friday.
Junction House.
It's free entry if you sign up to the guest list, which you can find on my Facebook page or whatever.
This Friday. How did I not hear about that?
Yeah, well, you've heard about it now.
Yeah.
Now you may reach.
Yes. No, I hope to.
So that's something.
Yes, you should. You should.
What else should people hear about? What's going on?
There's also Doc Brown is going to be at XOYO. This is the STEM album tour with Last Skeptic. That's on Tuesday and tomorrow. Also, Thundercat. I'm feeling Thundercat.
Yeah. Then that new album is crazy.
At Heaven on Tuesday night as well. On the 29th, you've got Foreign Beggars and Children of Zeus at Marble Factory. That's in Bristol. On the 30th, Seen and Heard with Genesis Elijah and Coops and Shorty. That's at Birthdays. And we've got some representatives from that party coming through to the open mic later as well. So keep it locked for that. On Friday, Beats and Bars. That's the 31st in Birmingham. It's Michael Parkinson's going to be up there. I think Joker stars with him too. That's at Cogs Bar. And you've got Run the Jewels on the 1st of April. That's this Saturday there in London. I think that
Run the Jewels on April Fools. Hey,
yay!
You reckon I can do this, Lee? Yeah? Alright, maybe not. Let's just stick
and,
to the plan.
I'm sure they're coming to a town near you in the UK as well.
You're damn right. But right about now, in an ear canal near you.
That
works. All right, because your ear canal should be near you, because if it ain't, then you probably couldn't hear this in the first place. We're going to have a live performance by the one and only Jambo Baxter.
Yes.
You ready to do this?
Yeah, for sure. Disclaimer, if I forget any of this long ass bars, just blame it on the weekend. But yeah, right. Run it.
Not the singer, by the way. Jam Baxter live.
Yeah.
Free Bar Radio, the hip hop show.
38.
Mansion 38.
Mansion 38. Yeah.
Out now.
Down. That's why I hold it. Down. That's why I hold it.
Down.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Yeah. I got an ancient masterpiece schooled inside my arteries. Let the devils dine in underground carveries. Me, I just remember fleeting fragments of half my weeks. There's still a couple muddy chapters I can't delete. Little flashes of blue sky and darkened streets. I couldn't tell you if I've changed since my last release. A drunken preacher in his parish barking garbled speech. Consecrate a serum you required to keep your heart at peace. Yeah. I run with flame retardant freaks, and we ain't stopping till we cop the sterling silver castle each. I play the game and take my chances, can't be asked to cheat. Or just chew your precious deck of cards with sharpened teeth. Half complete or half deceased, depends upon your point of view. Or if you think you've been appointed the anointed few. Me, I've epitomized existence since they snipped the cord. You can't analyze my inner thoughts, Sigmund Freud. Yeah. And if you ring me when I'm pissed and bored, I'll drag you on a path you ain't equipped to walk. Sniffing chalk, birth whole worlds, interplanetary intercourse. I ain't trying to save my skin like an Egyptian corpse. Organs stored in terracotta pottery. I keep the one that pumps and palpitates under lock and key. Yeah, I spend my nights lost at sea. Pretty much every single rapper's in my bottom three. Turn the meal to a massive smash crockery. Calmness or chaos, I'll take option B. She smiled once and now you're bragging like she wants the D. I smiled once,
It was horrid, G. My inner bliss game is fire and that shit's insane. My life's a film, I'm still amazed by every single frame. Check. And that's 24 grins a second. I pick the slimy chumps of beauty out the imperfections. I met this chick, we had this sick connection. We play chicken at busy intersections. I've heard the rumors, heard the whispers, her still is the legends. Yeah, but there I am, fuck your misconceptions. Oh wait, hold on, I missed like four bars in the middle right there.
That's
wait, yeah,
good,
who's kind of, who's kind of?
It's the remix!
Yeah, yeah, it's just that, it's just that live remix. Yeah. Goes, yeah. Yeah, the scale of the city was enormous. Wet feet hop across borders. Life lies beside me looking gorgeous. She was the bitch that epitomized flawless. That's why I hold her down, down, down. That's why I hold her down, down, down. That's why I hold it up, up, up. I try and hold it up, up, up. But I still hold it down, down, down. I try and hold it down, down, down. And always hold it up, 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 up. Mansion 38 out now, yeah, yeah. Yes.
What's the name of this tune right here?
This is Down, that's the intro tune. Big up Kimo on that one as well, that beat is nasty. It's too much.
Yeah, bro, you rode that mother lover right there like a donkey. Jeez.
Oh shit, yeah, 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 this is that instrumental outro. But you gotta let this one drop.
Exactly.
Kimo on this as well, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, bro. So you're quite spiritual when it comes to this. What's that about? Ayahuasca trip or what? What the hell's going on there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do the ayahuasca thing every year or so. It helps to keep me grounded. Brings me back. Yeah,
me and Sarah are gonna come on one of them trips one day.
We're actually gonna do the show live. Oh,
no, you can't do that, can you?
No, I don't. It would be an interesting show. It probably lasts about 8 or 9 hours or something.
What do you talk? Because this is a talk show, I'm just wondering whether we'd actually be talking at
be
all.
Be able to talk?
Yeah.
You could give it a go. You need to give it a go, and it might just be more a collection of just hysterical shrieking.
You want to film that?
Yeah.
Leon will be the only straight person.
More noises than words.
Than words. But yeah. we'll all make sense. Like us three, we'll know what the fuck we're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Within the crew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You could just translate it for the listener at a later date.
Okay. Oh, is that the name of our crew? I'm feeling that.
Translate it for the listener at a later date. First LP dropping soon.
You know what I mean? Dot, dot, dot. You got to put the dots after so people know that you're serious.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yo, thanks for coming through, Baxter.
Yo, man.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the album properly.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for having
me. We should have rang Kimo.
Yeah. Oh, we should have done the live phone.
It's only like midnight.
It's 6 hours ahead over there.
Did you try that Samsung out there?
Samsung, yeah. No, it's all about the Hong Tong. It's called Hong Tong. Is the other whiskey. It's like Samsung, but it's just that.
It's got the traces of...
That stuff sends you loopy, especially when you're drinking them. Like, you know, they got the super strong energy drinks as well, the M150 and the Red Bull. It's like Red Bull times two. It's like a weird Jesus. Little syrup.
I'm already hyperactive as it
is.
No, you don't need it.
You don't need it in your life. Trust me, nobody needs that in their life.
I don't even drink Red Bull. I don't even drink Lucozade.
I don't even look at a Red Bull can. I'll tell you the truth. I drink coffee, but only because I like the taste of it, not because I actually need it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know the smell.
Why don't you drink it decaf then?
Oh,
that's a good point. But is it the same?
See, decaf wisdom.
It's the same coffee, just without the caffeine in it. Yeah,
I think that's what decaf means.
Yeah, but I felt like it was like when they put fluoride in toothpaste. You know what I mean? I don't want to get deep on you.
Decaffeinated coffee is a conspiracy.
Yeah,
a government conspiracy.
It's like sweetener.
Yeah,
what the fuck is sweetener? Like, I ain't never heard of a sweetener tree, sweetener plant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
when I'm putting it in my tea, like, really, what am I doing to myself? I don't know.
For real?
Yeah, that's road science right there.
It is road science. Yeah. Virgin or real science.
I try my best to teach the people, man. You know what I mean? I do try my Luther King this day and age, but.
Yeah, I feel enlightened, man. I feel enlightened.
You do?
This is what we do.
This is some serious knowledge.
Yeah. This is what we do for you lot, man. Mm. Right, thanks for coming through as well, man. We appreciate it.
Chill with us for the rest of the show.
You know,
especially to be with two legends such as yourself. Legends in the game.
You say all the right things.
I ain't going to sit here and act like...
I thought you said legend of Haringey.
Yeah. No, yeah, legend of Haringey. That's what I meant. That was the implied meaning. Yeah, goes without saying, isn't it?
No, it's lovely to have you here. And thank you so much for performing the track for us live. And you know we're going to be supporting all of that. And I definitely want to come through to the party this Friday. You say, where do you sign up to get?
If the event page is on my Facebook, and I'll be blasting it all over Insta and Twitter and everything.
How can they follow you? Like, what's your
Jam Baxter SMB on Insta and Actual Jam Baxter on Twitter and Jam Baxter and
all that. You know what I mean? You gotta do it though, you know. Yeah, it's a bit weird, but you gotta do it. Gotta get it. Let everyone know where to go. Do you know what I mean? That's what they should call it.
For real.
Wicked, man.
Thanks a lot, bruv. But chill with us for the rest of the show. We're here until 6 o'clock taking care of everybody with the hip-hop goodness. And coming up next, we're going to be getting into our open mic with three extremely special guests with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggy, a.k.a. Digman Freud, a.k.a. that forehead is shiny as a mother lover. Let's go.
Thanks.
You just really love like grassroots, you know,
like undiscovering new stuff, you know.
Yeah, that thing's just like completely unhyped.
Enough of that. I'm going on my gap year.
Papa's donating a good punch of money for me to do this.
Dipping into the trust fund.
My girl wants a mane as a scarf, so I need to sort that out now. Okay, she wants it completely organic and original.
Okay. Let's snap out of this.
Let's stop it. That was quite fun though.
It's nice to be rich for a moment, isn't it?
It is.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
We got Beef Angelo. Build a Betrayer. Naive and the motherfucking Ridiculous. B Money.
Tell you about my favourite scene. It plays itself out like films on the movie screen. I rep the team of MCs that rarely get paid. On our own radio, the real shit ain't played. Everybody's self-made with their own label. No, record advance or large sums on the table. The net makes it able to bring you by force. There's a million downloaded for every two that's bought. But I love the support. Ain't moaning like the rest of in my scene. If you sell 1,000, you're successful. You teach me to teach you like a TEFL. Whilst most fuck the ones who love them like the incestual. Old timers hate the young, new promoters switch the dubstep. Even man, I used to rate and now rapper like a club rat. Aside from this, it feels better than ever. Coming out the eye of the storm into good weather. I'd like to welcome you to the UK. Trying to save a few pennies for a new day. Not many will stay, most are led astray. Trying to build this thing from the ground up in the UK. I'd like to welcome you to the UK. Trying to save a few pennies for a new day. Not many will stay, most are led astray. Trying to build this thing from the ground up in the UK. My scenes are infant in the grand scheme of things. Although they're rapping about beamers and going on like kings. But only doing this thing to me is apparent that we underground associate our names with the talent. We need more nights, we need more crews. Need new producers trying to make power moves. Ain't no way you could lose like the heroin flicks. A mess that I fixed if you work hard and persist. Son, it is what it is. We're all small fish. People think they're worth more, they flop and get pissed. Ain't no soft top, big house, leaf living rich. But I never stop moving like I'm born with a twitch. I love my scene, accomplish my number one dream. If you don't, I see you soon on the team. It might not be with what you've seen here. I may be the stepping stone for you in your year. Let's get that clear. I'd like to welcome you to the UK. Trying to save a few pennies for a new day. Not many will stay, most are led astray. Trying to build this thing from the ground up in the UK. I'd like to welcome you to the UK. Trying to save a few pennies for a new day. Not many will stay, most are led astray. Trying to build this thing from the ground up in the UK.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
That's not normal. What's going on here?
I'm totally on top of everything. That was Leaf Dog, My Scene. It's the first official single of his second solo album, Dyslexic Disciple. That cut is produced by Naive. There's a limited edition 7-inch vinyl for that as well. Check it out on High Focus in April.
Yes, another High Focus affiliate right there.
You know what I mean? And earlier we were joined by, and we're still joined by Jan Baxter in the studio, chilling for the rest of the show with us. And we're about to get into our open mic stees
very soon, but we have to speak to our
first MC.
Yeah, man, who was actually one of our last MCs because he was on last week. But you know, and we don't usually let the MCs come on twice in a row, but I think, you know what I mean, it's only right, being that you've been working here for a bit, you know. And then also
making
there's
excellent
this
excellent tea,
the saga.
I put my heart in it.
People, why? Yeah, you did put sugar in it one time as well. I ain't gonna hold you up against that, but you know.
But Sean, you trying to say I'm not sweet enough?
Whoa! Oh! All right, Jambo, I think we better leave the room now. Keep recording though, yeah, listen. So who we're introducing now, you've been hearing our shout out, Sean, especially Sarah. You know what I mean? There have been a lot of wet patches in the studio, people have been complaining about. Everybody's been tuning in to the sagas of what's going down with Sarah and Sean.
This week.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. This is episode, this might be episode 23 or something like that.
Yes.
The final episode.
Aww.
You know, this is where we culminate what goes on in series two when you come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we got to leave them hanging on this one. I don't
but
know
this
how
is
we're
also the transition from Sean, who makes the fantastic green tea in the office, to now MC Magic in the house.
Yeah. It's that's like me. Doctor, that's you know, we have to say like, the MC yeah, in front. I don't even know why really people do that. Obviously,
it's like
MC.
It lets you know it's official.
So yeah. Last week you came on and smashed the open mic, man. You surprised a lot of people. Like, we had people all over the building coming through.
Yeah.
I heard Lissy was like actually selling tickets for this shit. You know what I mean? Like, sort me out my half. Yeah, I forgot to get my half for you last week. So sort out next week, yeah. To come and see, yeah, like, so we found out you're an MC. You're real, like, you actually know how to rap. Yeah. You don't just come in here, look at all these MCs on the open mic, thinking, but you know how to do it as well. So you have the right to do that. How long you been rapping for?
I started when I was 16.
Ah. Yeah,
that's when I first started like putting words together, stuff like that. Like, it wasn't nice back then, though.
No.
Ah.
Where are you from, MC Magic?
I'm from Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah. That's a dope accent.
That's where the cookies are from, isn't it? Maryland cookies. Or is that just the name? That's just the make of them.
Are they?
I've never heard of those cookies.
Ah, shit, I fucked up.
That's what they told us English people.
I'll go back in time and tell myself those shits aren't really from Maryland. Stop eating that shit.
I'll take
you're
it
fake
though.
As fuck.
I'll take
you
it.
Take
though.
It. Yeah. What is Maryland known for though? You guys like Georgia's got
slavery.
The
Baltimore.
Lynching.
Is it?
It's like I would say.
Oh my God! He's got his fans in the studio again.
See,
he's doing full house.
Did you charge? Listen, did you charge? Yeah, it's £5 entry. If you got. Look, we're holding a meet and greet later on. £15 a ticket. Hold out your boy if you need. You know what I mean?
We'll chat
about this soon. Sean, so anyway, my brethren, good from long time. Yeah. Maryland cookies. See, look.
Oh, it's spelled the same, so I'm gonna claim it for the state. You know.
Alright, that's good to hear.
But what is Maryland famous for other than you. Slavery and things? Oh. Yeah.
Is Maryland famous for slavery?
No, it's one of those like deep south messed up racist states.
It's like it's considered the beginning of South, technically. Like it's right below the Mason-Dixon line, which separates North and South.
Yeah.
But they're known for crabs and having like the bay and like Baltimore Harbor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And where I'm from is closer to the DC side. So it's like Maryland, DC, Virginia, and it's called the DMV.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's why the DMV.
I've heard that in rap songs.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for breaking that down. This is what we do. It's jam. I told you, right?
Yeah.
You learn shit here.
Yeah.
Every time you heard DMV in a tune, did you know what the fuck they were talking about?
No. This is some new information.
Sean came through, MC Magic, sorry, came through and broke it down for us. So now, whenever you hear DMV, it means...
DC, Maryland, Virginia.
Yeah, see, DC, Maryland, Virginia. All right.
But Sean, sorry, MC Magic, you said you... started rapping when you were 16, but you only look about 18 now.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that last week then? What the hell's yeah. going on here with this?
No, I'm actually 22, but I didn't like take it serious until I like got to college and stuff.
Yeah. So, what made you get into it? Who are you listening to that made you go, yeah, I can do that?
Well, to my favorite rapper are Big and Andre 3000.
Wow.
Andre 3000. Sean. I knew you had good taste.
I thought we had to leave there. You know what I mean? The collision there. What is it like? So you've come over here now. How long have you been over here living?
3 months.
Working with us, you know, family, team. I see you've got the Manchester United t-shirt on. I don't even know what that means because I don't really follow football. But
me neither.
How long have you, how did you, first of all, how did you find out about Manchester United?
Malik Watson, my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he play for them or something?
No. He wish, but
He wishes.
He wishes, but he plays soccer. He's good, but he's not over here, so.
So he's, I wanted to ask you, because you've seen like a few MCs come through now, you know what I mean? You see how we do. We try and give everyone a platform, producers as well.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like hearing UK rappers, like the accent and the flows and whatnot? What did you...
What have you made of all the MCs you've heard here?
Honestly, I was confused at first.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the thing.
That they were saying?
But, yeah.
Because you got the different accents and all that, innit?
Right. And then it was... like, a lot of people spitting fast, so I couldn't listen that fast.
It's like pimps, you know what I'm saying? You gotta just listen up a bit quick. You might hear me talk, you know what I'm saying, baby? Nah? You didn't work. But now, do you feel like your ears are more attuned to it?
Yeah. It's better now.
Wow.
So I can, like, actually appreciate it more now.
So, do you reckon you could do, like, an English accent now?
Oh, no, it'll sound terrible. Right. I'll try.
Yeah, go on. Let's hear you say this is Free Bar Radio
hip-hop
show.
This is Fubar Radio, hip hop show.
That just sounded straight out of Maryland. You tried. That's what counts. You tried. Exactly. You put your best foot forward. And we've got two other MCs who are going to be joining us in the studio. They disappeared for a moment, but apparently
they are here.
So,
yeah,
ladies,
we got Shady,
are you ready to roll?
Yeah, just come through, because I think it's going to be a bit awkward if we do the whole...
I think you need to just like come through quickly. Let's just play you a little reminder. This week we were shouting out DJ Premier, seeing as it's his birthday. Oh, they're here. So we don't necessarily need to hook that up. Let's get you with like heavy phones, microphones, all that good stuff, because the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. Who knows, mate? Jan Baxter's still in the house as well. Maybe Jan Baxter will feel inclined to represent for Haringey. No pressure, anything like that on the mic this week
Let's see how y'all Haringey mother lovers do.
But Shady and Jazz, it's not often where we have even just one female MC in the house, let alone two ladies
here
representing.
Yeah.
It's like there's even numbers, ladies and guys in the studio right now. Welcome.
And me as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, man.
It's lovely to have you here. And what, you guys have got an event coming up this weekend. We wanted to talk to you more at length, but it seems we're running out of time now, so we want to hear these bars, fam.
So we can talk really quickly. Like, we're MCs, so we could do it double time. So we'll squeeze it in at some point.
So what's the jam that you guys have got happening this week?
So this Thursday, we have Seen and Heard, which is a full headline set from Genesis, Elijah and Coops. If you haven't checked out Coops, you got top 5 on a Wordplay magazine album of the year. I've got both of his albums on my iTunes. I'm actually a fan, so really looking forward to having him there. And Genesis Elijah, who doesn't know Genesis Elijah, hardest working man in hip hop. So we're showcasing 2 full headline sets. We just thought it's about time that UK hip hop artists are getting, you know, that headline set and not just the quick warm up before an American artist or being on a lineup with 15 other people. So 7 to 11 at Birthdays Dalston. We've got DJ Shorty and a Hungarian DJ 210 Presents, so getting that global vibe in.
Sarah got excited because she thought you was about to say hang
Haringey. You know I'm from Haringey, Sarah, so if it makes you feel any better.
So I think Haringey is dominating the studio.
And
right
actually, aren't you just?
I'm Hackney, the other HA.
Okay. Still kind of north.
But what, how long has Seen and Heard been going for?
It's our first one. It's our launch. Yeah, it's our launch night. Mm. That's why it's so exciting.
Okay.
And we've got.
But you started this night, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. It's myself and Kingpin started it, and we got word on the street that's been going on. So that's with Speech to Bell, and that's the week after.
Fantastic.
So repping females in hip-hop as well.
Yeah, but that's what we need is more variety in the promotions and promoters that are going on in town, you know, to really represent. Because we have so much happening on every show, so there's no shortage of talent or things, you know, people that need a platform or deserve a platform, and that's what the open mic is about. So today, we're going to get straight into this. We have Maybe Jam's Backstar. We have Shady. Jazz. Is it just Jazz? Jazz Kahina.
You've got to have the Kahina because, like, there's just too many Jazzes. Okay. Jazzy. You've got to have the
Kahina.
And
it's Jazz with one Z. Yeah. So let's do it this way. Let's alternate mics so then we can, like, go as swift transitions as possible. Cool. This is FUBAR Radio. It's the open mic. This week, we have a beat as well that is provided by Messiah Kato. And we're going to get things popping right now. Let me turn that beat
open up. Open mic time, love and love. Can everyone hear themselves?
Check, Shady. I can't hear myself in the mic, but I can hear the beat. Yo. Check.
All right, Jazz, you set it up so that you can hear yourself.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes. No, not really. I'm not. It's cool. Yo. Unleash the creature, the beast. I think it's fire breathing. It's called the breach of the peace. It must be time for leaving. Cause all the sucker MCs won't give their rhymes a reason. The queen's speech on a beat. I could be tried for treason. Turn up your speakers. It's Jazz Kahina. I'm bound to beat ya. Defeat your team with some neat speech and a mean demeanor. You man an eagle. Our team screaming with Bieber fever. Leaders really please. You people bottom feeders. Forgotten attitude. Back chatting the max producer. Flat pack rapper collapse. He must be lacking tools. I got a few grammar, stamina, character, amateur, talent to challenge. Embarrass your badder than your busted shoes. I'm not your enemy, but I don't like your energy. Selling out your friends are really begging these celebrities. Your head is clean up, the arse of entries that's ahead of me. Like you're trying to breed the music scene, human centipede. Mm.
Hey. Jeez, Jazz Kahina, boy.
Yo.
Got the kahunas there.
I can't hear myself on the mic, so I'm going to use one headphone. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. Yo, I should have held it down cause a man were too wavy. Nine man caved in his face, it was crazy. Licked off the liquor, she got rude to my face. I should have swallowed my pride cause there's a time and a place. I don't live in the past, though I know it's not clever. I gotta check my temper, I know myself better. And nothing weighs you down like a truckload of regret. Like switching on my mum when I felt a little stress. He made a mess of us left when I said yes. And trust has been the reason why I choose to love and not to fuck. A memory that haunts me as I get older. Burdens are too heavy for a little girl's shoulders. At her mum's grave, my little sister's only 9 now. Waves at the planes, coughing's mummy's in the sky now. Life is a school, I've never been a good student. Who am I kidding, fam? I guess I'm only human.
Hey, that's tough though, by the way.
Say, like
say it, brother.
Magic, I'm saying.
I'm trippin', disguise it like I'm limpin', big pimpin'. Stumble, maybe bumble, cause I'm driftin'. I mumble sweet spittin'. Box a kitten with a mitten. I be ballin' early morning. I be playin' with that heat like a kitchen. Now listen, I'm really legit. Logistics listed with precision, so my punches could hit. I could turn a half to a brick. So stop the bitch and play positions, cause I pass an assist. I'm tryna cook, eat, and stack up my chips. And any passerby I see, I think they after my dick. Is it the green that got them paranoid? The green got them sick? Well, either way, I'm feeling safe if I got grips on my hips. Shout out to niggas mine. I'm locked on top cause I proceed to climb. And I see what they doing to keep us trapped inside. It's time to free yourself. Trying to get the stack, but I don't mean don't be yourself.
Stop licking your lips, Sarah. Like, what the hell's going on here?
Mice make it trouble.
Jeff Baxter, what you saying, bro? You stepping in?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, I saw a demon with disfigured tissue. I'm fanboyed him on some. Can I get a picture with you? And then I sputtered him up with over 1,000 times and thanked him for the hotbed of sin we're slipping into. We dealinked at noon, I was dead at dawn. Left hand still, readjust the crown you never worn. I can't change your life in its present form. Rest assured, I've been on your shoulder rocking devil horns. Born in a mirage, squawking at the stars. Ignoring your emaciated porcelain visage. You really want me to explore your depths in a pitch black wetsuit, a snorkel and a mask. Still the same hard liquor aficionado. I swanned in scheming like a poor man's Poirot. Assembling a lounge for the big reveal. The room ran thick with the shit that makes skin congeal. Yeah, he lived his life as a list of seal. Jellied mash rolled up and pickled for a villain's meal. Yeah,
This shit is real. Place your bets. Spin the wheel. Still played by this face I can't see. It pranks me out like a letter from HMRC. You saw your future like wait, you can't be like
real
like
shit.
That shit wait, it can't be.
Yo, empty headed in my bed, my pen is feeling pressure. Assemble letters better when I'm on the little mezzo. On a double decker, heckling the pavement steppers. Disrespect, I'll double deck your best predict your neck. And why am I starting trouble? Maybe because I hate myself. Or is it because I hate the rich and want to take their wealth? Be never bait, I'm stealth. Please just take the L. See the big boys battered by an Aggie girl. I got the bloody hump. I heard the news from Trump. He wants to block out all my family and grab my cunt. I'm from the land of sands, ain't got a fucking tan, but still kinda yellow like my liver needs a hand. I love the yak, it's lovely, with lime and ginger ale. I bet you're ginger pale and full of Tinder tales. I bet your dad's a dweeb. I bet your mum's a meme. I bet you bashed a world star before you go to sleep. I bet you feel more rejected than Billie Jean. I bet you indirect all your enemies. I bet you argue on the net about the silly scene. You ain't a Millie G, you just a silly scene. Moving on, nothing long, can we transcend? Got our own, so it's no borrow, no lend. We know them, but can't call them no friends. Cause they gas on the line, but they don't spend. We lost the whole ends, cause now it's colonised. Oh, I mean gentrified, but I'm desensitised. Give thanks that I'm alive, more time I roll my eyes. They don't assimilate, but we acclimatise. No, it's not for me, it's not for you. They're in a move-in, they're on some FUBU. They say they love it here, and yet they change it up. Culture that they celebrate, they also deconstruct.
Yes, Jazz.
Jeez, Jazz
Follow
Kahina.
Her, Jazz Kahina. I see some bars I've not done on a circuit before. Okay, Shady. Forgetting to respect the past of the suffragettes. The part for the ones who left the raft. For the ones in debt, the march. For the ones who said make change. Campaigning for their wrongs, we don't want to stay the same. Then a carriage of commuters who have lost their passion. Wait for 2 days a week to get their happiness in rations. Systems got you stuck as a person, not a human. Not as a soul, but addicted to consuming. Not to speak with zest, but to speak as a brand. Selling women sexually for the pleasure of a brand. Let's regain our strength, I know sometimes it's hard. And life feels safe when you're living in the dark. We quick to salute and put our hands up. But I'm talking Rosa Parks when she didn't stand up. Where's your voice, fam? I heard it. Why you getting nervous? Even if it shakes your voice, it's never worthless.
Shady, right? Hey.
Yeah.
Magic, what you saying, bro? From the DMV. I know what that means now.
Yeah.
Hey. I've been back in my mind. Another dose of Mr. Magic Potion under design. I fall back, but I will never recline. Bless me, stress leave upon the rolling a tree. Bless we take a trip, floating on LSD. Picturing aura filled scene. Hits blunt, ghost face, nobody masking the screen. We're the killers, only kill for the cream. Ain't that the nastiest thing? Mission abort, received, and I think I'm losing my mind. On my reality, whatever though, I take it in stride. Popping some music, I'll enjoy me my ride. Smoking a quarter with a dub for the price of a dime. Well, that's just my 2 cents. Toothless combo on a microphone is vibrating the tiniest cell. And I'm just too quick, lucid, fur at least, motherfucker. Well, at least I'm giving them hell. Second home, I can go there without ringing the bell.
So smooth.
The bar in the hot dice right there,
Jazz, you wanna go, Jazz?
He's saying.
Yo. Yeah, okay. Yo, we're on FUBAR right now.
Damn right.
Up there, love my Stiggy, yo. Yo, round two, you can't do what I do. I'm old school, but I'm fresh on the tune. You're brand new, stay humble and mute. Take a tumble if you step in my boots. I'm dressing my shoes, a lesson, you can't bear any fruit. If you don't get in the booth and check your weapons in effect, it's like a vet in the troops. And second guessing any predators, I'm smelling like food. And deading anybody ready to be edible proof. I'm making moves and spit a riddle, a syllable, super lyrical, imminent mirror image of villains killing them serial victims. Inferior spitters admit they quit it, submit their written. Shit out quicker than snitches, singing for life out of prison. Setting the pace, getting red in the face. Now your effort's just a terrible waste, a treble and bass. Tell him if you get in my way, you must be better than brave. The rest consider this a head on the stake.
Yeah.
What you saying, Jambo Backstop?
I'm here.
You sure you left last weekend, yeah?
Can't hear this with the final verse.
In a rundown eatery, sculpted out of gunk. I treated every single one of your mothers to brunch. The all-prevailing sentiment I gathered from their shrieking was they felt this born a generation stripped of any meaning. And too schmerkled to offer a response, I retreated once more into the squalor of the swamps. What I gotta do to get the populace to come, so I can live the dream and swim in Sauvignon Blanc. I cannot deliver the incompetence you want.
I cannot exhibit the stupidity you crave. I've never ever tasted any single earthly morsel more exquisitely delicious than my brain. It's insane. I escaped Armageddon through the back door, sliding down, yeah, sliding through the sandstorm. Eyes all gritty, drilled beneath the sand dunes. Left the land licking at his myriad of axe wounds. Gas rules everything around you. G's never worry. Late night dreams getting gully. I guess I gave you an itch you can't scratch. And my flat's got a hot day with my last match. Yeah, yeah. Surround yourself with the right people. Is that your lord and savior or a blind beetle? Yeah. I kill it dead and lie peaceful. I scribble crosses on the sum of your combined evil. Yeah.
Jeez, Jack Baxter right there.
Radio open mic.
You're damn right. This is the hip hop show, mother lovers. If any of you MCs want to get on the open mic like you heard these guys, hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic and just send us a link to some of your music. Also to your producers, send 4 1-minute snippets of your beats to hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat and we'll get back to you bitches and bitchettes.
Thank you so much, Jam Baxter, for coming through today.
Pleasure,
thank you,
pleasure.
Shady, on yes. the open mic, Jazz Kahina, MC Magic, we're going to miss you, Sean.
Sarah's going to thank you later or take you out to dinner.
Hey, you know hey, I mean? Hey.
Do you know what I mean?
Hey.
That sounds happy and you never know.
No. Nice, stop causing trouble. And shout out to Messiah Kato on yes. the beat. Get in touch with us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. And thank you to you for listening. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Get in touch with us next week. We've got another jam-packed show for you. And up next on Foodbar, it's Pain and Sylvester. I'll see you later, girls. Bye. You know, it's you unity. Know, we like to promote unity.
Say goodbye. Put your hands in the air. Everybody, I'm talking everybody in the offices. Because Sean is leaving us. This is the last show with us. Do the old school dance. People didn't know they were dabbing in the 70s.